fucking wear briefs. I've always worn briefs. And I'm all like, Sonny Bill, those aren't my drawers. I don't fucking wear boxers. I've never worn boxers like the whole time we were together. And she was all
wait,
like...
Wait. What do you wear if you don't wear boxers?
I wear briefs.
You do not rock the whitey tidies, bro.
Nah, dude. No, whitey tidies are like blue. I mean, you can see them if you want. I'm fucking wearing my underwear right now.
You don't use boxer briefs?
No, I fucking wear briefs, dude. Briefs are fucking comfortable, man. Boxer briefs are not comfortable.
I can't do it, man. I can't get with it. I can't. That's like wearing a diaper, bro. They look like a diaper.
I don't care what it looks like. I wear it under my clothes. It's all about like how it feels, you know?
That's bad for your nuts, too, dude.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck them.
You should. You should, man. That's what... Dude, you need to go no underwear at all, man.
I did for a long time, man, but I really... Dude, I prefer the fucking briefs because, you know, I'm like a little chubby in my legs and shit, and I get the heat rash, but not when I'm wearing briefs, you know what I mean? Because it absorbs the grundle sweat, you know, and the fucking nut sweat, and it doesn't, like, rub against your leg... Or, like, your fucking taint or your ass cheeks, they're just kind of like, it is like a diaper, dude. It's like absorbs, you know, because it's right next to your skin.
Oh, man, no, can't deal with it.
Bro, I work hard, I sweat, you know, like, I can't be fucking wearing boxers. This shit makes me fucking chafe.
I couldn't deal with it. Okay, moment of silence. You know what? Hang on, where's my grinder at? Do I weed or pay?
This is the worst podcast ever.
Dude, this is the best podcast ever.
This is true.
We can't release this.
We have to. This is going to be the greatest cast. This is going to be the set review that never was. Matt just said, bro, I'm tripping so good, like lights everywhere. This dude is fucked up as fuck.
He took way too many. Oh, man. This is going to be the worst spoiler show ever.
Or the greatest. Or the greatest. I don't know what you're talking about. So far, this episode has been epic.
What up, what up? It's Brother Ryan back again, Exile Island, chilling with the homies. We've been hanging out quite a while, got a few in us. No idea what the fuck's in store for this episode. We are going to take a unadulterated look at Dragons of Tarkir. Ruben's in the house.
I'm more like in the car, but what's good, everybody?
What's good? You are sitting outside your job in New York City. You have work in about 40 minutes.
This is true. And I'm just watching a fucking dude laid out from St. Paddy's Day behind my car sitting on the curb.
Okay. Sweet. It could be Uncle Terry. You might want
could
to
be Uncle Terry. That's the motherfucker has death touch. Do I really want to walk out and you know,
that's
see
true.
How
that's,
he's doing?
That's true. Speaking of Uncle Terry, we got his nephew in the house, Sid Meister.
Howdy, homie. Sid Meister here. Yeah, I'm glad Uncle Terry's not around here tonight, man. There's been so much drama today. Me and some homies from the island went out drinking tonight. Raleigh and our boy Taku Taku, he was visiting. Taku. And me and Taku Taku, we were just slamming car bombs, you know, talking about Cube. And Raleigh was playing some darts with this dude, and he was with his chick. And he started yelling about magnets in the dartboard.
No good.
And, I mean, you pretty much can guess what happened next. He grabbed that chick's selfie stick and stabbed her boyfriend in the neck.
Don't fuck with me.
And then she was, like, freaking out. Blood was everywhere. And she ran to the dartboard and grabbed a dart and hit Raleigh in the eye with it. And that's when his Planeswalker spark ignited.
We got a new walker. Fuck yeah.
Just in time for the new set.
Could you imagine if Raleigh was a planeswalker for real?
He is now. Why are you doubting his for realness? It just happened today.
Yeah. What abilities would Riley have? What's his plus one?
Plus one is tell those cocksuckers to get it out of your house or you'll throw a hunk of shit in their face.
Your cunt belongs to me. I'll fuck you in your ass if I ever see you, you fucking chicken son of a bitch.
What are you doing on my planet, you lazy freeloaders? What was that? No, his plus two. One would be something really fucked up. Like, it would be like, take half your opponent's deck or something. Or like, I don't know. It'd have to be something crazy.
His minus like, two is his, like, go ahead.
His ultimate is like, take your opponent's library and set him and his deck and his body on fire, and then shuffle those cards and exile them.
Your opponent gets an emblem with every time a creature attacks you, you must pay $5,000 to suck its controller's cock.
The degenerate planeswalker that was sparked up today.
$5,000.
If only there was something that badass in this new set.
How did he get to that? He's like $50,000. Then he's like $10,000. He said $5,000. I'll take $5,000.
Yeah, I mean, you can't deny the dude's willing to fucking haggle for sure. Yep, man.
That's true. All right, well.
Raleigh, man.
I don't even know what's going on. We've been here a long time. Like, it's late. It's not the usual day we record, and it's way later than normal. But we got Dragons of Tarkir coming out. I've intentionally avoided looking at the cards as much as possible. Like, I've seen some of what y'all have posted on the Facebook page, some of what we've talked about on the cast already, some of the Elder Dragons and whatnot that's just kind of been everywhere and unavoidable, you know, in terms of people talking about them. But as far as, like, really looking at the spoiler, have not sat down and done that. Hopefully, Ruben and Sid have more of an idea what's in store here for Dragons than I do. But, you know, hopefully we give you, like, you know, a different perspective on the spoiler, you know, kind of a first-hand look at someone looking at the card. So we're going to start at the top. Obviously,
by the time you're listening to this, pre-release is over with. You might have played some of these cards in standard, modern.
You're gonna
some of these cards might have already rotated out of standard now, thanks to the fucking new way that standard works that totally sucks. So, you know, like,
you're really putting the pressure on, Sid. You're really putting the pressure on.
Yeah.
I gotta get
this
out.
The only way he knows.
All right, well, how about we start at the top here?
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Dragons of Tarkir.
The first fucking card is a dragon. There's a lot of dragons in this set, by the way.
I would hope so, given the name. So, yeah, you mentioned dragon right off the bat, sign of Ugin. Are we into this or moving on?
If you want a 6-mana 4/4 flyer, yeah. If you want a 6-mana 4/4 flyer, then it's awesome. There's a lot of really big 6 and 5 mana flyers in this set. One of the advantages of this card is it just lets you be the most open if you first pick it in draft.
Yeah,
and sealed, I mean, you know, the games are slow enough that a fucking 6 mana 4/4 is cool.
4 power flyer. That's
yeah,
a good
4 power flyer, yeah.
And what was the big white thing? It was like a flying goat or Lamassu or something. What the fuck was that? Wasn't that like a 4 powered?
Venerable Lamassu? No, yeah. That guy was like a 7 drop. He was bad. But anywho, okay.
I don't know.
What about some of these white cards?
Yeah, so right off the bat, I like Anathenza, Kentry Spirit. Think
why?
David Schmuck or someone posted this a while back, and I think this is good in a beatdown mono white deck. Maybe even, I don't know if mono white should be a strategy. I like the double white casting cost for that. I just like growing a dude. This reminds me a lot of Champion of the Parish without the restriction of it having to be a human that enters, and you're not necessarily, you can spread the counters around. I'm not saying it's better than Champion of the Parish.
You can't necessarily spread the counters around, but yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, starts out little and gets big.
Yeah, like quick, in a beatdown deck, like I'm kind of reminded me of that. Just every time a creature comes in, something's gonna get bigger, so. I don't know. I'm a fan of it, so we'll see if it gets played or not. Let's see. Moving on.
Battle Mastery got reprinted. It's pretty cool. Aura.
Okay, white looks like it's got decent tricks.
No, white with this set, I think you can actually do a mono white beatdown deck. I mean, you have that. You have the Irration Foremost as well. That adds to your devotion if you wanted to go
I'm
that route.
What I caught me crazy, but I have a feeling that this is going to be a lot like Theros. I'm already seeing a lot of like creatures that you want to like put pants on. Aven Sunstriker, the 1/1 flyer. For 3 with double strike. And speaking of mono white, that's 2 white and a colorless. Irration Foremost, a 2/2 double strike. All these double strike guys.
Yeah, that's the one I was. That was the one I was just talking about.
Yeah, we're screaming to suit this stuff up.
Yeah, Irration Foremost for 2 white and a colorless. Whenever it enters the battlefield or attacks another target creature or target warrior creature you control, gains double strike. So there you go. If you wanted to do black white warriors as well, that works.
Are you talking about Chiefs? Play some Chiefs in standard.
Yeah, there you go.
Some Chiefs.
I don't know. Warriors
one thing. One thing that you might want to suit up, especially in this set, is Dragon Hunter.
Dude, okay, well, I like Dragon
Hunter.
Let's get
to that. Let's get to that. Wait, you said Battle Mastery. Let's see. Like this. This rebound spell, Sinner's Soul.
The art on it's really trippy.
Oh yeah, the art on it is insane. Yeah, it's rebound and it's basically, you know, a feat of resistance.
I could see this getting played in blue white heroic standard.
I think I like feat of resistance better though.
It gives you the trigger, but this gives you the rebound on this can be relevant.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
I think
playing
effects like this
someone.
Are better when you don't see him coming though, when your opponent doesn't see him
coming.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, it's still triggering heroic twice.
True.
I don't know. And at the beginning of your turn, so what? You give a creature an extra. You give it protection from whatever they may be playing.
And another counter.
And it just, you know, adds another counter and you get through their blockers, like, and if they happen to play.
I mean, does it really work like that? I mean, it has to, right?
Yeah.
If you rebound it'll give it double counter.
It's still targeting. It's target creature you control, so.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
you can only target creatures you control, too. So sometimes, like, if they see that you casted this, they'll, like, wrath or whatever, and you won't even be able to rebound it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
for
that
heroic,
good.
I could maybe see it getting some love there.
Or at least being tried. Like,
Ooh, speaking of sick art, Dragon Hunter, that art is sick.
Yeah. No, yeah, Dragon Hunter's the shit.
The card is sick. The card is sick.
So, a 1-mana, 2-powered guy for white.
Who's protected from dragons. And he can block dragons like he has reach.
Sick. Okay.
The only thing it can't do is it can't block a fucking Stormbreath dragon. And a Stormbreath dragon can't block it.
I'm a fan.
I mean, you could suit this dude up and go to town, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Let's see. Another card I want to suit up, Dramoka Captain.
Yeah,
or
that
Dragon,
dude looks nice.
Well, Dragon's Eye is Defender. You don't want to suit that guy up, clearly. Yeah,
I was kind of like pondering on this Captain, man. Like, 1/1 for 2 and a white is
It's really
very bad.
Like, that is really bad. And it's going to take. I
it's
mean,
like,
what you
when do you get to
him
attack with him,
you
know? Like,
you're going to bolster him. Most likely, at that stage, attacking turn 4, something probably you're probably going to bolster him into a 2/2, and it's probably going to trade with something like.
There's not as many morphs in this set as there were in Khonzatark here, so a 2/2 on 3 might not even be like the mana curve that you expect anymore.
Not a fan. Now this next card, Dramoka Dunecaster, that I like. Now I'm seeing a lot. Could we see a creature control deck?
I think control right now lends itself too much to playing like Crux of Fate and Perilous Vaults and stuff like that to play creatures.
Because there's this and there's that new enchantment coming out that I saw posted. The 1-mana enchantment that whenever you cast a non-creature spell, you put a counter on it. We'll get to it here in a minute, obviously. But I don't know. And Dramoka Dunecaster, I like that ability to just tap a guy repeatedly. We've seen people use those effects. I mean, we saw last standard season, I want to say, I know it's crazy and the guy's out there. Adrian Sullivan played that land that let you tap a guy down, but or the enchantment that what was that enchantment?
I have no clue what the fuck you're talking about.
It's way off the wall, though, but you enchant a land with it, and the land lets you, you tap the land.
Oh, you're talking about the Debtor's Pulpit.
Debtor's Pulpit, yeah.
Debtor's Pulpit is awesome because it's Icy Manipulator. It can tap permanents. This is way too conditional. This is, like, even worse than the Avacyn Priest from Innistrad that could tap non-humans. Okay. I mean, that guy was good.
How annoying this is this guy in sealed, though?
Probably not that bad, because you're going to have a flyer in your sealed deck.
Okay.
I mean, this is Dragons of Tarkir, dude. You'll see.
Yeah,
we're only like a little bit. Dragons. Yeah.
Let's see. Dramoga Warrior, 3-1 for 2. Nothing big
there.
Yeah,
that guy is okay.
Echoes of Kintry, nothing big there. And... okay.
I wonder why white
conditional removal that lets you bolster.
And lets you bolster. Okay, I mean, you're going to play, you know, if you get it in limited, you're going to play this. I mean, it's if you're playing white, this is going to be the removal card that you're going to want.
And white's known for getting these effects.
This is not the removal card you want in white. That's coming up in just a minute. Like, white got a very good removal card.
No, it's not like you're not going to go out of your way to fucking pick this card, but if it's there and you're playing white, you throw it in your sideboard and it's conditional, you know.
I think that you want to, you know, play this in the kind of decks that you wanted to play that other card in, the Sandblast or Killshot.
Killshot, yeah.
The Killshot, yeah.
So we got Fate Forgotten. That's not worth going over. Glaring Aegis. So I had a rules question for, I got a rules question for you guys on this. It says when Glaring Aegis enters the battlefield, tap target creature and opponent controls. It's an aura for one. For white, enchant creature, when it enters the battlefield, tap target creature and opponent controls, an enchanted creature gets +1/+3. That's just for that turn, right? They untap on their tap step. It's just like removing a guy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, wasn't as long control this.
I actually really like this.
I do too. Like, this is really cheap.
Yeah, this is a cheap effect, and I think it's better than the Divine Armor, is that what it was called? The one that was kind of like this, but it costs 2 and you gain 3 life?
Yeah, I like this.
Oh, yeah, Divine, wasn't that Divine Favor or some shit like that?
Yeah, something like that. I think that this is
Divine Favor.
I like this card, and we've already seen a ton of dudes that this one mana enchantment makes that 2/2 double striker way more relevant. There's the flying double strike guy is now, he's now a 2/4. So he's hitting for 4 every turn in the air.
Just like any creature with death touch.
I really, really like this card. I think this is a sick value at one mana. So for what we
see, one mana and also it's a common. So you're going to see a lot of these in draft.
Yeah, we haven't even seen that many creatures yet. At least I haven't. I haven't looked through all these. So, yeah, I like that. So, moving on.
Check out that dude right under Glaring Aegis.
Yeah, the Artisan.
Yeah, okay. The Artisan.
Yeah, so, oh my god, yeah. So, Graceblade Artisan, he's white and 2 colorless. Oh, I know, yeah.
Well, this
but
is
dude,
like
you attach that
a
dude,
better
you attach...
Aura Gnarled. Did you guys ever play Aura Gnarleds, like, back in the day?
No.
No? Okay, well, Aura Gnarled is this guy from, like, Rise of Eldrazi, I believe, that costs 2 and a green. He's a 2/2, so he's like a gray ogre with this effect. But, yeah, this guy's solid, dude. Especially we just saw a playable Aura next to it. There's this rare Aura next to that one that's, like, pretty good.
I'm a fan of it, yeah. So Grace Gleam's cool.
Gleam Authority, but...
You really need to... Well, the thing is that Gleam lets you tap a creature continuously to bolster. So the enchanted creature has vigilance, and for white, you could tap it and bolster one.
You can do that at instant speed, bro.
That's pretty sweet. So
yeah,
I didn't see that part that it lets you bolster whenever you want. But
he's, it's good. This is a good card.
So move on. God, this is a big set.
Size as Dragons of Tarkir.
Holy shit! Okay.
Or Khans of Tarkir.
And you guys are right, man. Mixing wine and beer is so bueno.
Ryan's gonna spew. It's gonna be awesome.
Not so bueno. So great. What do we got we're talking about here? We got a
2/2
for 2. How about
Hidden Dragon Slayer?
We got a 2/2 for 2. That's sweet. And Hidden Dragon Slayer. What's that do, Sid? You mentioned
He's a Megamorph, and when he's turned face up, he totally fucking destroys a target creature with power 4 or greater and opponent controls. That's like a card in standard right now, right? That nobody plays.
I like it.
I mean, he's got Lifelink. He's a 2-1 Lifelink for fucking one and a white. I mean, that's above the curve for sure. Wears some pants pretty good, and he's got Megamorph with that sweet ability.
Bomb removal.
I would play the shit out of this guy, dude.
Next is Lightwalker. I like this. It has flying if it has a 1-1 counter on it. We've seen a lot of ways to put 1-1
counters on it. I like the other guy from cons better, the Falconer.
Falconer. First, Falconer. Yeah, Abzan Falconer. Better, dude. And that's Abzan Falconer is that's an uncommon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Falconer's that uncommon.
Falconer's nuts, man. Ooh, another Kieran. Missed two.
Yeah, Kieran. Kierans are cool. I like Kierans,
and this is a Megamorph as well. So
a 3 mana 2-1 flyer. That's pretty on curve.
Yeah, flying and vigilance. I mean, so again, it's another thing that you'll want to play in your limited deck.
Spectacular. This next card is the one I wanted to talk about. This enchantment, Mithrealized.
Do you want to talk about this for real? I talked about this on Jason's podcast last week.
Okay, well, what are your thoughts on it, man? I haven't got to listen to it. I did download it. I did download it, Jason. Gave you the number there. I just haven't heard it yet. What are your thoughts on it?
So, I was considering this card for vintage play because there's enough, like, really cheap and powerful non-creature spells in vintage that it would be okay to run a card that sucks this bad.
Could you attack the turn you, like, say you play this and then played a bunch of spells, could you turn it into a dude and attack that turn?
No.
No, because it doesn't have fucking
He doesn't
haste
have haste. Yeah. If he becomes a creature, he would be like an object that still entered the battlefield this turn, okay. So he'd be affected by some sickness.
So you like this for vintage? That's pretty nutty. I could.
No, I'm saying that vintage is the only place you could play this card because it sucks so bad.
Well, that remains to be seen. I don't agree with that, but again, you have the right to your opinion.
That you'd have to surround it with like Ancestral Recall and Black Lotus.
I disagree. I see a lot of people talking about this as like maybe something that could even be played in standard in a control deck and like blue white control or.
Yeah, if you're playing a control, if you're playing Esper control, if you're playing blue white control.
That's
No, but listen, hold on.
I mean, I don't like it either. My idea for it was in like a modern all white like mono control prison deck where you're already running things like Perfree Nodes and shit, and
sound like fucking Chris Lensdale now because he was on that episode. This is like the exact fucking same episode I recorded the other day. This card's bad, dude. Don't play this in your control deck. Like,
is Lansdell are you gonna play card? Wait, no, I want to hear is Lansdell on this in modern too in a prison deck
for prison? It's going in there, probably.
So I'm not crazy, man. Like, I think that's legit, dude. Like, I could see it in I've played Mono White in Modern. Like, I've played Death and Taxes a long time. I've never played the prison deck that runs all the, like, Damping Matrix and Ghostly Prison and all that shit, but...
So you and Lansdell are Mithrealized brothers now.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Chris, we're going to get him on this chat.
Yeah, it's a back now. Now he wants someone to back him up.
Did you wash his balls for me like I asked you to?
I mean, you'll have to listen and find out.
You gotta listen to find out. But fuck, man, yeah, ooh. I like this card. I like this card for modern. I could see it there. That's a fringe deck to begin with. No one's really playing it in the first place. So I'm not saying it's gonna be everywhere or anything, but it has a place and it could be in standard.
I'm going to say this card is never going to be played, but I do always, you know, try to let people fucking play whatever they want to play.
So, I mean, if you play this in a control deck in today's standard on turn one, I mean, think about it.
You'd have to get so lucky to draw it on turn one because there's no way you're running more than one of this in a control deck. You'll just die.
Okay. Yeah, you're not playing. Yeah, you're playing like a... do you see a 2-of? Wait, do you see a 2-of?
Fair point.
Like, you would really be better off playing Skybind than playing this card. I'm so, being serious about that.
Because a Skybind will at least do something. This next one's a mythic rare. This next one's a mythic rare, so we should probably touch on it. Ojutai Exemplars, 2 and 2 white, creature, human, monk. Okay, now this is a 4-4 for 4. Whenever you cast a non-creature spell, you can choose one. You can tap a target creature, or Ojutai Exemplars gains first strike and lifelink until end of turn, or...
That's fucking huge.
Exile Ojutai Exemplars and return it to the battlefield tapped under its owner's control. I don't know why.
Where do you want this card?
I want this card in my sealed pool.
My sealed pool, yes.
Yeah. Like, this would just wreck faces in draft. Like, it just does so much stuff.
I don't get the last ability. Why are you why would you ever
this card being constructed playable? But I can see this shit just if someone is wrathing the board or something, you can just fucking cycle a card or something and fucking.
I mean,
you know,
I can see you. You can maybe play this in a burn deck once, like a lot of other stuff that's good rotates out, like Stoke the Flames. Like, I don't know. This card is obvious. It's very efficient. It's 4 mana for a 4/4, and it does so much shit. So, like,
I'm not sold.
You could do all three of these things in one turn. Like,
why would you want to exile and then return it to the battlefield tapped? Then you don't even get it as a blocker the next turn. It comes back tapped. Like, if you cast something in response to a removal spell to save this, it's still coming back and can't be used on defense. Like, you're down a card.
But you get to do it over and over again, man.
In what other instance? When do you want to exile this guy? It does nothing when he enters the battlefield.
If you got Purphoros with him on board, you just like storm off and just kill him. I don't know.
And that is so out. That's too deep. We got to.
Yeah.
Dude, trust me, this guy will like do things in standard probably. Like, you're going to see this do things.
I like, does anyone but me like Order of Ujutai?
We do call him Bird Jesus.
He can draw you a card if you have a dragon in your hand.
Or dragon on the battlefield.
I just like Dirtling and Sealed.
Sealed, I think
he's an 0/4 for 2. I like being a Dirtle in that shit. So
you like Angelic Wall.
Yeah, basically. Dude, I like that shit.
Would you
I
play this in a deck with no dragons?
And all that stuff. I would play this in a deck with no dragon.
Oh,
okay. It's just because it's an 0/4 for 2.
Just because it's a wall.
Yeah. You're weird. This is the card I wanted to talk about.
Pacifism.
Fucking pacifism. The art for this is sick, by the way.
It's insane.
The flavor text.
It's a
2-mana
removal spell. It's great and limited, man.
Dude,
it's
this
an
card.
I don't care what Marshall and them say. I don't know what they would rate this card.
It would be like
an A plus.
It'd be like an A triple plus probably.
In limited, this is a 2-mana. Get rid of anything.
Dude, this may be good enough for standard now. I mean, like, so much removal costs like 3 mana in standard now. And
not with this set. With this set, there's so many 2-mana.
Well, don't ruin it
spells.
For me, Ruben. We'll see that.
Oh, my bad.
Am.
Well, okay. He made a point that
Profound Journey. We don't need to talk about pacifism. We it's been printed a million times. Profound Journey, 7-mana rebound spell. I'm not a fan. Does anyone? I think Matt liked this card. I don't know about it.
Sure, you can play your 7-mana fucking double white. No,
this is garbage.
This is a really powerful effect. I mean,
it is.
That's
they
to
have
put
to be
rebound on.
It.
So I don't know.
They got
commander
be
for
it.
Sure.
Well, I mean, unless you're gonna, I don't know. What are you gonna do? You. Kill your Ugin or something, rebound this, you know, kill your Ugin on purpose, bring him back next turn.
Radiant Purge. 2-mana, instant speed, exile target, multicolored creature, or multicolored enchantment. I like it. Sideboard tech. Is this part of the 2-mana cycle? Does I heard that every color's got like a 2-mana cycle of like that hits certain things.
No, we haven't gotten to that yet. That's a little further down.
So Radiant Purge, sweet sideboard card or not?
Probably not.
Okay.
Not right now.
Cool. I respect that. Resupply. Please, nobody play that. Unplayable. Sandcrafter Mage.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, like, kind of card.
Right deck. I mean, you could definitely build around a guy like that in your sealed pool. I don't see it being good in draft or standard or anything else. Ugh.
There isn't really much other cool stuff going on standard. I guess, you got this a little further down, Secure the Waste. This is kind of cool.
Okay, what's Secure the Waste?
It's an instant. X and a white. Put X-1/1 white warrior creature tokens on the battlefield.
Yes.
So. This is pretty cool. This is like, a White Sun Zenith or something.
I'm a big fan of this. I could see this in standard with Hordling Outburst and the new fucking, we got the new, what is it, Dragon Fodder or whatever
it Dragon is. Fodder, it's not new, but we got it back from the Alara block.
Oh, okay, that's a reprint. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a reprint from Alara block.
Two goblins. Well, fuck yeah, dude.
And the old, and people, if, because I'm going to bring out my old fucking Dragon Fodders. The new art sucks compared to the old one with a fucking, like, dragon staring down something on the old card. But anyway,
I mean,
secure waste.
I know secure the waste for two mana. You can already for let's look at this at what compared to what we already got to play with. Raise the Alarm. You're getting two dudes for two. This you're only getting one. But I think once you get past once you're getting into 3-4X. Oh man.
Yeah, I think this is. I don't know if you want to play like any kind of token, whether it's Mardu because you can do that. Red white or just mono white. This will be if you're just gonna play tokens. This can be like your top of the curve type thing.
I like it. I could see it
at the end of the turn on turn five. If your game is on that long, drop this motherfucker. You get four dudes on top of whatever else you have and go to town.
Excellent. Yeah. See what.
Or happens. How about this on turn four? You drop the Brutal Horde Chief. And on turn five, you know, at the end of your turn, you drop this, and then you're swinging out and doing all that, you know, great draining and gaining life stuff.
It's so fucking deep.
That's really deep.
Just saying, it can happen.
Yeah, that's. I hope we see Brutal Horde Chiefs play. I just want to see that card play. Shieldhide Dragon, 6 mana, 5 and a white for a 3/3 flying lifelink Megamorph.
No.
No. Silk Wrap, 2 mana.
Very playable.
Okay. This another 2 mana conditional removal spell.
This is worse than Journey to Nowhere, though. Like,
so what is it? What's this is worse? Is this the same thing as Suspension Field?
Well, pretty
no,
much.
No, it's
yeah.
way different, actually.
Oh, it's because no, it's not pretty power. Much it's mana shit. Cost. With mana
Suspension
cost
Field is toughness 3 or greater, and this is
oh,
mana, cost
yeah,
three
yeah,
or less.
Mana cost
3
yeah.
or less. Okay.
But yeah, it's another one of those conditional 2 mana removal spells.
I mean,
WotC did say that. They said all of their fucking removal spells
is
are going to be conditional
card?
From
is
now on.
Is this worth a card? Is this worth a card? That's
we're
my
going,
only thing.
I mean,
and
listen,
sealed,
in limited,
is this worth
we're definitely,
a slot?
You're going to, yes, yes.
Man, you're putting this in your 23?
I don't think so.
I'm kind of with you on that, Sid. I don't know.
I mean,
what are you so worried about that's 3 or less? I mean, we haven't seen anything yet that's a huge. Well.
Yo, well, you were just, you know, on those Arashin dudes.
Yeah,
and
the
all,
double strike guys.
Yeah, the double strike dudes.
Huh.
I think it's sideboard. Even in, like, well, in sealed sideboard and draft, maybe you mainboard it.
Okay. I mean, yeah, they're suiting up like Arashin Foremost or whatever. That's a rare, though.
Yeah, I mean, if you see people are suiting up their goddamn, you know, Dragon Slayer dude, that one drop
Aven,
dude.
That Aven Sunstriker. Yeah, the Arashin and the, I don't know. Well, we'll see. And there might be a lot more creatures like that. We don't know yet. So,
yeah
that's, oh, Ruben says it's playable in the 23. Let us know what you guys think. Sid's on the fence. I'll play the mediator here.
I mean, I would, you know what? I would probably go with Sid. He's a better limp dude than me. So yeah,
that's Strong Arm Monk is sick, dude. I
so
can't wait to
this?
Play this. It's a 4 and a white for a 3/3, and it basically gives all your dudes prowess.
Oh, that is nice.
I mean, that's almost like having Jeskai Ascendancy out, but he's a 3/3. I mean, he's not like super efficient, but the effect of giving all your dudes prowess is pretty sick.
Well, and he himself essentially has prowess.
Yeah, so, I mean, all your dudes, including him, yeah. I didn't want it to be construed that he does not also have prowess. Like, he is prowess as a motherfucker, dude. This is a powerful card. I see this being a very early pick. What is not a early pick is the Student of Ojutai. This is just like Pillar Field Ox with upside.
Yeah, that's moving good. On. Sunscorched Regent. It's a rare.
It's pretty cool for Commander, I bet. Like, in a multiplayer game,
Wait,
this is sick.
Can Sunscorched be a Commander? It's not legendary.
It's not.
No,
but you can,
it's not.
You can play non-legendary cards in Commander, Ryan.
Oh, but not as your Commander, can you?
No, but okay. You can play them in your deck.
No, but in one of those multiplayer games.
Oh, that would be this would be sick in Commander with Doubling Season
something.
In Varel. Yeah, that's nice. Okay,
here's the Hate Cycle, Surge of Righteousness.
Okay, this is the hate
another
cycle.
One of those.
So
yeah,
what is this?
Two
this
mana.
Is 2 mana.
destroy target black or red creature that's attacking or blocking you, gain 2 life. That's kind of huge, man. Especially if there's like a black red aggro deck that's going to be coming up with your heel cutters and blood soap champions and stuff like that.
I mean, if people are still playing heroic and
if people
are still playing heroic, you are going to play this in that deck against, you know, any of those Soul Tide decks that bring in their Tassigers, you know, out of the board and shit.
I don't know.
I mean, they don't have a way to deal with Tassigar.
I thought these 2-mana cards were supposed to be really good, man.
This 2-mana card is better than the other one that, like, exiles multicolored shit. Okay. Radiant Purge, is that what it's called? I think I'd rather play this in my sideboard than that, but... It's not, like, super good. Some of them are very good, though, Ryan. Like, as we go on, you'll see, like, the blue one is actually pretty sick. The black one is nuts, dude.
Well,
black one's
speaking of blue, let's get out of white. Territorial Rock is the last one. It's a 2-mana, 1/3 flyer. You're gonna pick it up at some point in a draft or two, and might play it in CO.
Any flyer that costs 2, you people are gonna play in limited.
We had a decent amount of flyers here in white. Is blue-white flyers gonna be back?
Dude, every color flyers is gonna be a thing, dude. Yeah. There's so much fucking flying in this.
Well, tell me, am I wrong? Was I just sleeping on cards, or did I miss that archetype with the standard or the limited we got right now? Like
that's definitely a thing. Blue-white skies in draft right now with favor forging cons is definitely a thing. It's like very aggressive.
Am I just not seeing it? I don't, maybe I'm just not seeing it. Yeah, maybe that's what they're drafting. I don't know.
This is Sandy Bell's favorite card, Ancient Carp.
Okay, so blue is starting with a bang. Ancient fucking Carp. Hell yeah, dude.
Nah, but for real, anticipate everybody's on this card.
Listen, I really quick, because unfortunately my ass has to go. Let's talk about anticipate.
Okay.
I'm reading it now, and this is probably the best card in the set without even going any further.
This card is fucking insane. We haven't had a card like this since
like Ponder.
Ponder is the last card we've had, and what's that, 2 years?
This can't be the best card in the set.
It's not.
I mean, it's not the best card in the set, but...
It's good, though.
This card is fucking good. And it's only... You know why it's really good? Because we haven't had a card like Ponder, you know, or a card, you know, deck manipulation since Ponder, and so we're thirsty for it. And that's what makes this card really good.
It's not legacy playable, but it's...
No, hell no.
It's good manipulation.
But it's super standard playable.
Yeah, I really, really like this a lot. So let's not sound like dumbasses and confuse people. It's one in a blue for an instant that says, look at the top 3 cards of your library, put one of them into your hand, and the rest on the bottom of your library in any order. So essentially, look at the top 3, draw one, put 2 on the bottom. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, listen, we haven't had real good deck manipulation. That's what makes this card good.
Oh, it feels good. Real good.
And it's going to be everywhere as a 4-of. Anywhere people are playing blue, they're going to play this card.
God, I hope blue-white control the thing again. Kind
of if it up. Does, this is going to be in it. This is like a proactive thing you can do on turn 2. Yeah, so
I'm a fan. Big fan.
Homies, my ass has to go.
I don't give a shit.
All right, Ruby, take it easy, man.
Later, Ruben.
Good. Have fun. Holla at y'all later.
All right, keep that building on lockdown, homie.
Yeah, fuck that building.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Cool. The homie Ruben doing his thing, man. Hanging out with us before work. That was cool, man. I like that.
Y'all motherfuckers quit trying to get our Ugans. I know y'all are thirst trapping them on Instagram.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. Knock that shit off, man. Leave the guy alone. Beltol Dragon, what do we got here? A 6/5 and a blue for a 3/3 flying hexproof with Megamorph. That is a ridiculously high Megamorph. 7 mana? Jesus.
This is like the white guy that you saw that had lifelink. There's a whole cycle of these dudes. When they're turned face up, they put a +1/+1 counter on all your dragons.
Ugh. Okay.
I mean, it's whatever.
I'm not playing a 3/3 flyer. I don't even care if it has hexproof. I don't know if I'm playing this.
Yeah, I think you just Megamorph him, bro. I think, yeah. I think you play him, for sure.
I mean, it'd be different if when these turned up, they put, not only did they Megamorph, but they also got the counter along with all the other dragons, instead of just all the other dragons getting that counter. Like, if this was, like, really, like, Megamorph, you know what I mean? Instead of just one counter, they got 2.
But it's on all of them.
Yeah, I know. It's when this is turned face up, put a 1-1 counter.
You put two counters on all of your other dragons?
No. When this is turned face up, put a 1-1 counter on each other dragon creature you controlled. Well, why can't it be put a 1-1 counter on each dragon you control?
Okay, so this gets two plus one.
Yeah,
plus one.
So this also gets one from the Megamorph and one from that trigger.
I don't know, bro. I'm sure that the genius designers at fucking WotC have explored this design space and decided that this was better.
I think that's fair. So let's move on. Okay, this next card has a ton of fucking words on it.
This card is kind of funny. So it's an instant for 3 and a blue, Blessed Reincarnation. Exile target creature an opponent controls. Target player, or that player, reveals cards from the top of his or her library until you reveal a creature card, and they put it onto the battlefield, then shuffle their library. Or shuffles the rest of the cards into the library.
Oh, that has free battle.
So, say you, like, get rid of their, you know, Siege Rhino, and they flip up, like, anything that's not... Well, I guess fucking even that Hydra wouldn't matter, because it would be a 0/0. But anything that's not pro-blue, it's scary, but you get a chance to kill that thing, too, and get another shot at it. You never know. They might get an Elvish Mystic or something. This card's just kind of funny.
I don't like it. I could see this being... The only way I could see this being good is if you're exiling the one creature in a control deck.
Which, good luck, because it's probably going to be Silumgar or Dragonlord Ogetai.
Exactly. So I don't see in any world this being playable. I mean... Unless we get a control deck where there's just like one creature and you can possibly hit it with this, that'll never be the case.
I don't think I'm going to play this in Sealed or Draft either. Yeah. I might try it.
This next one's funny. Clone Legion, 7, blue, for a sorcery. It's a mythic rare, so we got to talk about it. This sucks. For each creature target player controls, put a token onto the battlefield that's a copy of that creature.
So Renee told her husband Trevor on our new podcast that if he resolves this against her, that she's going to file for divorce. Yeah, that's like straight up. This card is definitely going in my Tower and Sky Summoner Commander deck, and that's the only way I'm ever going to play it. Yeah. Like, if I were to open this as one of my packs in pre-release, I would be so fucking salty.
not a fan.
I like this one though. Contradict, 3/2 blue, instant counter target spell draw card.
I'm not a fan.
I'm playing this.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, goddamn, 5 mana is a lot of mana to counter a spell.
Yeah.
I don't see it getting played and sealed. Are you really giving up a spot for this?
Yep, for sure, dude. Because you get to draw a card if it resolves. That's so good.
Does this even have to I guess he's off to draw a card.
It's so good, dude. Like, this is definitely getting played. Okay. Dance of the Skywise, 1 blue, until end of turn, target creature you control becomes a blue dragon illusion with base power 4/4, loses all abilities and gains flying. So this can only target a creature you control. Otherwise, I think, I don't know.
No,
this is weird. Blue is weird in this set, man. I'm not really seeing a whole lot of blue cards.
Moving on, we got a 6/5 defender for 6 with Megamorph. Nothing to talk about there.
He's a serpent.
Dragon Lord's Prerogative. I saw some people talking about this. It's 4 blue for an instant. As an additional cost, you may reveal a dragon card from your hand. If you do reveal a dragon card, or control a dragon as you cast Prerogative, it can't be countered. It's 6 mana, draw 4 cards. That's a fair rate, I guess.
It's opportunity, but it has some upside that you can't be countered if there's, like, dragons involved. I think that they made this a rare probably because they didn't want to warp the limited format, because that's what happened last time. They put opportunity in limited. It's just like, you know, it's a really powerful effect to draw 4 for 6.
Yes. Elusive Spellfist. It's a human monk. It's a 1/3 for 2. I mean, I would play that in limited. There's limited environments I would play that in.
Yeah, for sure. He's a good defensive card.
Well, and in Fate Reforged, we had a lot of 1 toughness guys. A ton of them. They were everywhere. So
I think he'll lose to Spellfist, and so far in the, you know, current sealed and draft environment we have, could be decent. It's whenever you cast a non-creature spell, it gets +1/+0 until end of turn. Can't be blocked. So it's like a weird prowess.
It kind of reminds me of that guy from Gatecrash, that whenever you cast like your second spell, he would become unblockable and become a 3/3.
Why didn't they just make this a fucking prowess 1/3/2? Would that
sound? Well, because they can't use the word prowess anymore because the Jeskai clan doesn't exist. But hey, here's another one of those color hosers, Encase in Ice, one in a blue.
Yes.
Aura with Flash, it enchants a red or green creature, and it's like Ice Cage, it just taps them down and they don't untap.
I'm a fan, buddy.
Yeah, this
I
is
I like
sick.
That one. I think that's really good. We're seeing a lot of red green decks running around lately. I mean, we built one last week on the show, so
for sure.
I'm a fan.
You know what's pretty sick is like people are talking about Mono Blue Devotion again with this set, and I mean this is obviously like a good sideboard card for that because it's 2-mana removal that adds to your devotion.
It's not Tidebinder Mage, but it does essentially the same thing with Flash and just, you know, doesn't obviously have the double blue, but...
Let's see, the art for Glenn is sweet, but not worth talking about. This Gadol Lurker is a...
Not worth talking about. 1-mana, 1/1, can't be blocked, Megamorph.
Let's try to, like, kind of pick up the pace here, because we don't need to talk about every card. Check out this one, though. It's a new Mind Control effect, but it's kind of weird, dude. I like this. Illusory Gains, 3/2 blue, enchant creature. You control enchant creature. All right, so it's mind control so far. But then whenever creature enters the battlefield under an opponent's control, attach Illusory Gains to that creature. So they can kind of like play out some dorky creature and get their creature that you stole back. But then they can't really play anything good after that because they're going to get their dork back and you're going to get it. Like, this is a fucking weird mindfuck card.
I'm a fan of this. I gotta ask, is this art remind you a lot of, like, the old school art from back in the day?
I mean, I could definitely see where you're coming from.
It reminds me of a lot of, like, blue cards that had, like, goblins on them in the past. I'm trying to think of one in particular. Yeah, I like this. That's a pretty sweet effect. So 5-mana seems fair, I guess, for that ability. So, Living Lore. I've seen some people talking about that. I'm not a fan. You could live the dream, I guess, with Dig Through Time and Living Lore. But it's 4 and a blue. When it enters the battlefield, you exile an instant or sorcery card from your graveyard, and its power and toughness are each equal to the exiled card's converted mana cost. And whenever it deals combat damage, you may sacrifice Living Lore. If you do, you may cast the exiled card without paying mana cost.
So, I mean, if you exile a Delve card with this, he's going to be huge.
Yeah, like...
But you have to have a Delve card in your graveyard first.
And it's way too conditional. I'm just not a fan of it. I've seen some people trying to talk about it, make it happen. It's not going to happen. It's a bulk rare. Let's move on. I just thought I'd bring it up because it is a card that people
play. There's a lot of bulk rares in this set, man. There's a lot of good, powerful cards in the set, but there's a lot of like really weird stuff too.
Yeah,
this guy, Palace Familiar. He's 1 and a blue for a 1/1 flyer, and when he dies, draw a card. So that's like Surveilling Sprite.
Okay, well, we just passed over a lot of cards. I got to scroll way down. Ooh, you missed Ojutai's Breath, man. A 3-mana rebound, tap target creature. It doesn't untap during its controller's next untap step, and it's got rebound. That is sick.
Okay, yeah. I actually did not mean to get by this. This is sweet.
Ojutai's Breath. Sid, I could see you playing a lot of this in Limited.
No, for sure, yeah. This is probably even better than Crippling Chill.
It's really, really good. Negate, we mentioned before the show, that sick new art. I like that art a lot.
They're not all the reprints in this set is fucking beautiful, dude.
What's like, up with Ojutai Summon? What the fuck is going on in the picture of you?
It's those djinns, dude. They're about to fly away. They're genies. That's an old card, though, man. How about Profaner of the Dead? Look at that art. That's sick, dude.
That is brutal. What does it do? So exploit. That's a new mechanic, exploit is. Talked about it a little bit on a previous episode, but is this a good exploit? Or
I mean, it if you just exploit this guy, then you bounce every creature your opponents control with three or less toughness for four. I could see how that could be like pretty cool effect.
Can you exploit the Profaner? Are you these exploit creatures? Are you allowed to do it? Because they're in the battlefield technically.
Okay. You can sacrifice an exploit to itself.
Okay, so that's really good against some aggro decks. I could see you maybe sideboarding that. I don't know about it otherwise. 3/3/4 is kind of underwhelming, but let's see. Shorecaster Elemental Swing.
Yeah, this is like this guy's being talked about heavily for the mono blue devotion.
Swing, yeah, elemental check, master waves check, three blue symbols. Cha-ching. Mm-hmm. Mythic rare 3/3 for a blue for an island. You can exile them and return it to the battlefield face down under its owner's control. Why face down?
Well, because it's a megamorph, bro.
Megamorph. Okay. And that sucks. And you have to megamorph and flip it up. Shorecaster Elemental gets, for a colorless, it gets +1/-1 or -1/+1 until end of turn. I like this card, man.
It's morphling, bro.
It's got a lot of good shit going on.
Yeah. Guy's sick, dude.
And with, you know, Master Waves making it bigger. Yeah.
No, they're definitely trying to bring it back at this point. Like, this is... They're pushing that deck to be back now. So we're going to see it for sure.
I'm a fan. Ooh, is this a one mana 0/4? Sidisi's Faithful.
Yeah.
Exploit, return target creature to its owner's hand. One mana 0/4 if you like to dirtle.
It's an unsummon too at sorcery speed, if you know anything else.
For you.
I like it.
Silumgar Sorcerer, flash 2/1, exploit, counter target creature spell. Eh.
Alright, now check this guy out. Silumgar Spell Eater.
Okay.
He's 2 and a blue for a 2/3. So we're already going to play that limited, but this is pretty sweet. He's got Megamorph. It's 4 and a blue. So you turn him up and he's a 3/4. But when he's turned face up, Mana Leak.
I like this.
Yeah.
It's an uncommon. I think you're going to see him. I like this. Are they, like, is it me or are they just, like, starting to experiment with throwing counter spells on creatures and shit? Is this what the future of Magic is as far
well,
as
well no this is like a be? Morph thing, man. Like, if you had ever played like Onslaught or Legions or whatever,
okay,
like Legions was a set, it was a small set, but it had no non-creature cards in it except for like the lands, and all the spells were on morphs. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Willbender before. He was from Legion.
Okay.
So they've done this before.
Okay. Well, that is a nice Megamorph effect. That's pretty sweet. Let's see.
Ooh, Stratus Dancer, we've heard a lot about.
Yeah. That's something that I was just saying, speaking of mono blue, that can maybe be played. Silumgar Scorn, I was kind of interested in.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely being talked about.
Because... Man, how heavy do you want to splash dragons into your control deck that make this worth playing?
I mean, I think 2 mana force spike is fine.
Really?
There's a lot of people that are tapping out for shit, man. Like, people are gonna, for a couple of weeks, you're really gonna be able to get people with this, and then they'll start playing around it. Because Stubborn Denial only, it's conditional counter. This counters any kind of spell.
Doesn't Stubborn Denial hit anything? They just got to pay one more mana.
It's non-creature. It's not Force Spike, bro. It's just not.
Okay, so moving on. Stratus Dancer we just mentioned. Seeing too many more exciting cards here in blue. Looks like we can get out of blue and onto
Youthful Black. Scholar looks pretty chill.
He is just, you know what? He looks like a young Tassiger kind of hanging out before he started messing with the wrong crowd and shit.
A show.
He's got like a necklace on, fruit next to his bed. You know, he's kind of chilling. That's what's up.
Okay, well, there's one more blue card that I think is kind of cool. This is Zephyr Scribe, 2 and a blue for 2/1. You can pay blue and tap him to draw a card, then discard a card. Okay, that's like a
really good. What is that? Merfolk Looter? Is that who does that?
Merfolk Looter costs 1 and a blue for a 1/1 that does that, but you don't have to pay mana. But this guy says whenever you cast a non-creature spell, you untap him. So, I mean, that's almost like having Jeskai Ascendancy out to you. I mean, this guy's pretty sweet. So
I'm a fan of this guy. I like this guy. All right, Black, the scary Black. Stuff, the good stuff. And they start us right off with a dragon. This is another one in the cycle. Sid mentioned the 1-1 counters when they megamorph. It's Acid Spewer, 6 mana, 3/3. Nothing exciting. Flying Death Touch. So, Blood Chin Fanatic.
Sick name, by the way.
I'm liking
for
this.
For a shreddy card.
Who was that?
Yeah. That was the Ghost of Reuben.
What the fuck, dude? I'm tripping out right now, man. Tripping the fuck out. Too high for this shit. Blood Chin Fanatic. I like this guy. I like card. I like sacrifice. I just like the keyword sacrifice. I can't wait for Sam Black to break something to do with sacrifice here soon.
He's not going to do it with this card.
No, not with this card. But we've been seeing a lot of things that say sacrifice lately. This is one black, and it's a 3/3 Orc Warrior. But for one in a black, you can sacrifice another warrior creature. If you do, target player loses X life and you gain X life, where X is the sacrificed creature's power. I'm just, how many fucking warriors are out there that got anything higher than B power?
I mean, you're getting hella value if they cast the pacifism on your warrior, though, so it's pretty good.
Okay, and that is so corner case, though. Like, I don't know.
Here's a Blood Chin Rager. I had a Blood Chin Rager one time. You know,
is this a reprint or
we've all had a Blood Chin Rager one time?
Yeah, where you like pop a vein, man? Yeah. Oh, God. One in a black for 2/2, so he's, you know, walking corpse. But whenever he attacks, each warrior creature you control can't be blocked this turn except by two or more creatures.
Okay, that is
that includes him. Yeah, I mean, this guy's sick, dude. He kind of reminds me of that wolf with Undying from Dark Ascension. That was so badass.
What, Young Wolf?
No, not
Young
Wolf.
Oh, the red one?
Pyreheart.
Yeah,
Pyreheart.
Yeah, Pyreheart.
I don't know. I'm a fan of the Rager. I like that. Could warriors be a thing in Standard? We will see.
They've been saying it now for like two sets. Still,
let us keep dreaming. Let us keep dreaming, hater.
You know what? I bet at a...
Shouldn't you be at work like fucking...
Yeah, I thought you were hearing the ghost of me.
Pro Tour Dragons of Tarkir, man. That fucking block constructed format. We might be seeing some warriors for sure.
Warriors there.
There isn't block anymore. Block is gone. It's only standard and one modern or whatever.
Okay, well, let's move on. Butcher's Glee, combat trick, seems good. +3/+0, lifelink, regenerate for 2 and a 1. That, I think, is a pretty decent combat trick.
No, this is a decent combat trick. Coat with Venom, 1 black mana, instant. Target creature gets +1/+2 and gains death touch until end of turn. I mean, that's huge for 1 black mana. I like that shit.
Yeah, the 1 black is key on it.
That's pretty good. Let's see. Another rare in Corpse Weft, 2 and a black. What is this? That art awesome. This art should be on a metal album.
Yeah, this is definitely the
metal album art cover.
I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you. This thing cranks out XX zombie horror tokens because you exile creature cards from your graveyard to make these zombie tokens where you've just like smashed together fucking creature parts. It's like Hornet Queen's ass with Goblin Rabble Master's face and like Butcher of the Horde's torso.
If you exile just 2 creatures with this,
you're getting a
4/4 because you're getting an XX black zombie horror creature token onto the battlefield tapped, where X is twice the number of cards exiled this way.
Yeah, you're getting a 4/4.
That's pretty good. For 2 mana, exile.
Well, it's not 2 mana because you have to pay fucking 3 mana for this card and then 2 mana to activate it.
Yeah.
And you have to have creatures in your graveyard. This card's shit.
Okay. No bueno. We're not going to play this. Not standard playable. Damnable Pact. Now, this is one that could be standard playable. This card
is dope.
I'm liking this. X, black, target player draws X cards, loses X life, and the flavor text, pretty sick to boot. So.
Yeah.
Silumgar's a dirty perv, I bet.
He is.
His mind is a dark labyrinth full of grim secrets, subtle traps. He has got a sex room at his crib.
Dude, he's sucking the life out of this young chick.
This is true. This is a sick card. Are we going to see this in Standard? I know it's a sorcerer.
Nope.
Nada.
Nope.
Why not?
Would you rather have this in your deck than Read the Bones? No.
Or Sign and Blood.
Or Sign and Blood, exactly.
Those and Sign and Blood. You. Those don't draw you late game. Those don't draw you 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 cards, whatever.
Dude, are you going to draw 12 cards and lose 12?
I mean, I don't know what the life gain situation. I don't know what life's going to look like. I don't know what kind of life gain situations Control is going to have here in the future. I mean, we may see Control decks that are able to, you know, once they stabilize, maybe they start gaining some life. Maybe they're...
Yeah, but in a Control deck, like, you're going to probably be playing blue and blue-black, and there's better draw spells there than this. Oh. I'll delve with a Treasure Cruise before I fucking play this.
So do you guys remember Homicidal Seclusion from Absent Restored?
Yep.
So what's up with Deadly Wanderings? 3 and 2 black for an enchantment. Sound familiar so far? Yep. As long as you control exactly one creature... Sounded familiar so far? That creature gets +2/+0 and has Death Touch and Lifelink.
This set is Avacyn Restored all over again.
Why is it, dude.
Why is
there's
suit
fucking
up a guy.
Flyers everywhere, right?
Yeah, and white is like Voltron a dude. Blue is has no fucking idea what's going on.
Blue was sick in Avacyn Restored, though, because you had Mist Raven, bro. You had Mist Raven, and you had Tandem Lookout, and you had Tamiyo, and those were, like, the three best cards.
And I'm sorry, but this black, so far, I know we're only to the letter D, but so far seems just like Avacyn Restored.
Yeah, speaking of Avacyn Restored, here's a reprint from Avacyn Restored.
Here's a reprint. Deathwind.
It's an uncommon now, though. Deathwind.
What was it? Oh, this was a common before, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was, dude. This is actually a pretty... It's an okay removal spell.
I like it. I don't see this getting played over when Murderous Cut is in the format.
I think Flatten is better than this, too.
And of course, this art is way better than the fucking Avacyn Restored one.
I don't know, dude. The Avacyn Restored one had those angels that were getting like,
oh, that's true.
The art on that was Steve Belladin, I think.
Yeah,
you can't fuck with his art. Let's see, Deathbringer Regent is a dragon. It's a 7-mana 5/6 flyer. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Limited bomb.
It gets sweeter.
Yeah, when it enters the battlefield, if you cast it from your hand and there are 5 or more other creatures on the battlefield, destroy all other creatures.
Yeah.
Okay, is this going to... And then it's him.
Yeah, and it's just him, right?
This isn't going to see play, though, in Standard.
I can actually see someone trying it, but...
No, it's
maybe.
Not.
It's a limited bomb as fuck, but
yeah, it's a limited bomb.
I mean, listen, you're playing against a fucking deck that has a bunch of little tokens, and you drop this down. I don't know.
Yeah, what's up with this next card? Defeat 2-mana, destroy target creature with power 2 or less. Why is this not an instant? What's up with this being a sorcery?
It's like Silk Wrap, I think. I don't know if you want to play a main board. Well, in draft, you probably want to play a main board and sealed, though. No.
Okay, Duress reprint with some sick art with Zergo.
Yeah,
is this Zergo getting punked by Sarkhan?
This is definitely... No, it's not Sarkhan, it's Kolaghan.
No, that's Sarkhan. That's Sarkhan.
Oh, for real?
That's Sarkhan, you know, screaming at... It's the reverse of... It's the reverse of the despise, yeah.
Why do I think
that looks like Kolaghan,
a dragon?
I would think
when Sarkhan's a dragon, he would resemble more of like a Tarka, because then isn't he Temur?
Well, no, Sarkhan's like...
Before he was Mardu.
Yeah. Which is Kolaghan. And what is he now? Temur?
Now he's Temur, yeah.
Okay, so this is basically... Whatever, though. It's a dragon yelling at Zergo. And
yeah, I got me a playset foil of the...
Zergo's
of
cool.
This.
You're good, Zergo. You still got a big dick. You're good. You don't even worry about Sarkhan and his hate.
Nah, he's a punk now. He's a skinny little punk that rings a fucking bell.
Whatever, man. Plus, sticks bigger
he's
than you
still
are.
Got, yeah, he's still got a big
still
dick.
Still got a bigger dick than he was skinny. He could be poor, whatever. 2 and a black for Dutiful Attendant. This is a card I can tell I said playing this. When it dies, you return another target creature card from your graveyard to your hand.
I mean, this guy isn't as good as Gravedigger, but, I mean, yeah, I'm going to play this for sure.
Seems decent. Flatten, you mentioned earlier. What is Flatten?
Flatten is, like, better than Lash the Whip or fucking, what's the other one? Throttle? But yeah. I guess, like, there's a reason why they just made the exact same card, and it's, like, 1 mana cheaper. It's probably not that good. It's not as good as it looks, but god damn, it looks so good. Like,
so 3 and a black, instant speed, target creature gets -4/-4.
Yeah, I mean, that's above the curve for that effect in limited these days. That's cost 5 mana ever since Theros came out.
Damn, above the curve. I haven't seen that in a long time, that show.
Foul Renewal. I love Graveyard Shenanigans. This has my name all over. Aside from the fucking disgusting fucking art, what is it, like mosquitoes flying out of a guy's mouth, or mosquitoes flying out of a dragon's mouth, excuse me. Return target creature card from your graveyard to your hand. Target creature gets neg X until end of turn, where X is the toughness of the card returns way.
This is the shit that it's an instant, and it's four mana.
Yeah. Damn, this is...
I don't think it's standard playable or anything, but it has my name on it all over for limited.
Would you... Oh, man, yeah, I don't...
It just doesn't have a home stand.
Do you remember Morgue Burst from Dragon's Maze? This is what this
kind
of reminds me of.
Yeah, that was the Rakdos one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think this is a lot better than Morgue Burst.
I'm more of a fan of this next card, though, Foul Tongue Invocation. Black, we need I was hoping they would give us Devour Flesh back, but I'll take this, man. It's one mana more, which kind of sucks. But it's target player sacrifices a creature, and if you do show a dragon, you gain 5 life, or gain 4 life, excuse me, which seems unusual on a black card. But.
Well, yeah, it's kind of an easier... costing Crackling Doom, maybe.
Yeah, but and if you have, and, I mean, if you have to do them, and Devour Flesh was a clean effect at 2 mana. I guess they're adding a mana.
Yeah, but
for the
again, we have
ability,
to remember Watsy said they don't want to do shit like that anymore. No, so they're going to give us things like this.
Sacrifice. It's not unconditional.
Well, do you guys remember Tribute to Hunger from Innistrad?
Yeah,
that card wasn't so bad. It's the same converted mana cost. Yeah, so you'd probably play this.
Tribute to Hunger actually saw some standard play. So
yeah, for sure, man. I played it in that blue-black Stanislav Sifka deck from Worlds, man. That was a sweet deck.
So just when you thought Brutal Horde Chief might see play, they print Foul Tongue Shriek, 1 mana instant. Target opponent loses 1 life for each target creature you control, and you gain that much.
Yeah, so I was talking about this on the page.
Just kidding. That's not going to replace Horde Chief, but it is.
No,
funny.
No, it won't. But if you're playing a low curved freaking,
you're not playing this in a deck, really.
Maybe
me, yeah, me, yeah.
Yeah. I just can't see the C and
tough. Listen, if
you need all your spell slots in a low curve aggro deck to be really fucking. You really want things that can, you know, throw your opponent off tempo.
Okay, if for some reason you're playing a Rakdos, you know, token deck like I've been talking, and you don't want to go up to 4 mana, you want to play something like 20 or 22, you know, lands. Why not play
this?
Everything
else I got
is removable. You go turn 2, the Dragon Fodder, turn 3, Hordling Outburst, and then turn 4, you can throw this down with 1 mana along with a Goblin Rabble Master. Why not?
I just don't think you want to. I just don't know what removal you would want to cut for this. Like, and that you're ultimately going to have.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, if you're not going to play Brutal Horde Chief and you want to lower your curve, you can actually you can go that way. Yeah, you go Dragon Fodder, Hordling Outburst, and then on turn 4, drop your Goblin Rabble Master along with this. And you hit them for whatever it is that you have. I mean, it's Magic Christmas Land, but it can happen.
Yeah, and this doesn't even, that's like, doesn't even sound like a good Christmas.
It was like that Christmas where you thought you was going to get Sega Genesis, but it was like really a big shoebox of socks.
Yeah. Not a fan. Here's another reprint, am I right? Grave Purge?
Yeah, Grave Purge.
Yeah, we last saw this in Dark Ascension.
We don't need to talk about that. Hand of Silumgar, a 2/1. For 2
death
with
touch.
Death Touch, don't really need to talk about. Hedonist Trove, huh?
Hedonist Trove is weird, man. Yeah. I like that it lets you play the lands, but
yeah, not a fan of that. No, that's. I hope to God I don't open that during.
Hey, fucking Morang River Prowler's back. He's lost some weight.
The drug habit you predicted he would suffer looks like it really came true.
I don't think I was the one that picked him out for that. I think that was Matt or Ruben.
Nah, I don't know.
Maybe Will.
Might have been Will.
I picked Dark Deal guy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and I think I picked Tassiger. But this guy here, Morang River Prowler, is not looking so good these days. He is now on the black side. He is a skeleton now.
Yeah, but he's a Megamorph now, too.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And this is one of those annoying black cards, 1 mana, regenerate.
Yeah, it's regenerate a skeleton.
Over and over and over again. So
that's what skeletons do.
Yeah, moving on. Let's see. Mind Rot.
Check out this Pitiless Horde, bro.
Yeah, Pitiless see, Pitiless Horde. Horde would be my pick for, like, rock album. I mean, Ryan's was better, but, you know, to pick a different one, this would be my rock Pitiless album. Pitiless
Horde is sweet.
Cover.
Yeah. Two and so, a black for a 5-3.
In an aggro deck. This is nuts. This is...
Yeah, this is a card you like, because you like all these fucking,
I like...
You know,
okay, so I wanted Master of Feast to be a thing, and I swore it was for a little bit. It is a 5 mana for 3 power flyer. Mm-hmm. But it does have the drawback of them drawing a card. This, however, it has dash, so you could get around the upkeep downside of losing 2 life. Yep. You don't mind losing 2 life just in an all-out balls-to-the-walls deck, man. This is nuts, dude.
It's fucking huge, dude. Like, you're not going to lose too much 2 life. They're going to have to kill this guy.
Yeah, they have to kill it. Because
he's fucking huge, dude. This like, is nuts. If you play this in Golgari on, like, turn 2, like, do you realize how fucked they are? Like,
I'm so glad that they gave this guy 3 toughness, too. I think that's fucking huge. It lets you run over coursers. It lets you run over... They're not trading Rabble Master for this or, like, really anything. I love that this
is so tough. And I seriously think the underrated part about this card is the dash.
Yeah, I mean, just keep hitting for... I don't think you want it, though. I mean...
You do if you, like, are
yeah,
just
they'll
top
be that
decking.
One time,
against
right?
control, I just want to have this on the field beating down. I don't want to risk it getting countered. Once I land this, I want it stuck, and I want to win the game with it.
Sure.
I'm not trying to return it to my hand against... I mean, maybe against some decks...
I think with control, you definitely want this on board. But I think if you're just top decking, you know, like, fucking dashing this guy's fine, dude.
Yeah, or, you know, you have the combat math down where you're against 4 guys and you have 4 guys and you just need it quick. You just top decked it and you need it quick. You need a haste creature. Bang. Right. You throw this motherfucker on.
It's sweet. I like
Someone
it.
Someone gets through.
I'm a fan of it. It's pretty nice. I like that card a lot. I could see curving that into a pretty
sweet You'll play
four
it.
Drop. Yeah. let's see. Quarcy Sadis. 1 and a black for a 1/3. Nothing to talk about there. I like those, though.
Yeah, the exploits are cute.
Well, and I don't know if you were on or if you
no,
were
with the blue one
work when we were talking about me and Sid were talking earlier that there's a lot of dudes with at least from the last set that just had 1 toughness and these guys being able to fend them off.
Yeah.
So, but nothing there to see really. We don't need to talk about this next. Ooh, we got an imp. We got an.
What
imp.
You mean this Rakshasa Gravecrawler? This guy's or Gravecrawler is sick, dude.
Oh, it's a cat demon. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah,
dude, it's a it. If you exploit a creature, you get 2/2s. So if you play this guy and exploit him, right, you get 2/2s for 5. That's fine. If you're able to exploit something little, like Sultai Emissary is going to be insane with these exploit cards.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you exploit a Sultai Emissary, you just got fucking 7 power and 10 toughness for 5 mana. And, oh, you get a manifest, too. So, there you go.
Nice.
Like, this guy is sick, dude. Like, this is one of my favorite uncommons from this set, is this Gravecrawler. Okay.
I could tell you one of my favorite commons is this fucking imp right here. Reckless imp, 2/2, flyer for 3. Can't
man,
block
fuck
it, so what? I'm a fan of this card, man. It's cute as shit. I don't even know. It looks more like a bat.
Dude, this is bullshit. There's no demons in this set. They put this fucking imp in here. Like, there's a badass demon in the past 2 sets, dude. It's like demons aren't the shit anymore because dragons, like, have all hunted them out. This is it. This is the fucking representative of demon kind right here.
Hey,
besides
for
the Rakshasa.
Sealed, I think this is something good for sealed. I like it. I'm a fan.
Dude, it can't block. What are you talking about? This fucking sucks for sealed.
Why? It's a 2/2 flyer for 3. It's a flyer.
It can't block.
So?
Yeah, but it can't. Yeah, this card.
That's like
shit.
Half of
care.
What fucking creatures do. Like, blocking
in sealed,
is very important. Dude.
Sealed is so slow, man. You need to set up shit right. You need to be able to block, fend things off. Nah, fuck that.
I don't think it's that.
I mean,
okay, if you're playing like a Pitiless Horde deck that's like fucking balls to wall aggro, then maybe you play this guy. But he's still not even going to be that good because he costs 3.
Okay. Risen Executioner. It's a mythic rare. So
dude, this guy is sick.
2 titties. black for a 4/3. Okay, I guess that passes vanilla. He can't. Oh, yeah. He can't block. But
but he hooks up everybody else and
other zombies.
Yeah.
So he's not gonna
There's a good reason why this guy can't block two.
So you may cast him from your graveyard if you pay exactly. colorless more to cast it for each other creature card in your graveyard.
They can't make creatures that you can fucking cast from your graveyard, like, able to block. It's just, like, it would make those creatures, like, way too fucking annoying.
Could this be good in control? If they kill it, you're only paying five to return it. Oh, no, you're paying four to return it because it's the only creature. It's going to be the only creature in your graveyard.
I think you played this in Sidisi Whip, dude.
Sidisi Whip, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, hell yeah.
Yeah, like, you fucking cast maybe. This dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, in the Sidisi Whip or the four-color soul deck, and, like, you fucking play this dude and pump all your zombies. Yeah, this guy's sick.
At the same time, though... In that deck, if he ever gets in your graveyard, you're not going to be able to.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to bring him out. Yeah. So
there's that. But I mean, if there's a dedicated zombie deck, that'd be nice. That'd be really sick too. So I don't know. Can we move on off of him?
Hell like, yeah.
Did you put the shambling goblin in your zombie deck?
Now that's an album cover right there.
Yeah, dude, this guy's sick looking.
Seen this, right?
Yeah, no, this was a card before. I forget what it's called, though.
Read it off for the people.
One black mana for a 1/1 Zobbly Goblin, and when it dies, return target creature an opponent controls gets -1/-1. I think there was a card like this, but it didn't say opponent on it, or opponent controls. Yeah. I think, like, Festering Goblin, that was the dude's name.
I like it. We skipped over the hate self-inflicted cycle, self-inflicted wound.
Yep.
This is a sick card.
So this is the black color hoser. It's one in a black. Target opponent sacrifices a green. Ah, this is the 2-mana sacrifice I wanted. A target opponent sacrifices a green or white creature. If that player does, he or she loses 2 life. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Siege Rhino.
Bye, Fleece Mane. You're already monstrous? Don't give a fuck.
I like this card a lot. I'm a big fan
of this. So it's like I told you, man.
So we do got a 2-mana sack.
Yeah, I told you they get better.
Conditional, but it's not the
We've talked about Sidisi already. Sibsig Icebreakers is... not that good.
Did we talk about Sidisi Undead?
Yeah, we talked about it when Mark was on.
Silumgar Assassin. Does this guy work for or against Silumgar?
He works for Silumgar.
Okay.
He is...
Oh, God.
You have a lot of editing to do.
Not really. I was just going to cut the front part out and roll with what we've been doing, but...
I thought we were going to cut this part out and fucking just go with the front part as the episode.
So, creatures with power greater than Silumgar's Assassin's power can't block it. Okay.
Megamorph.
I think this is a kill Silumgar, because when you turn him up, he kills the new Silumgar, because the new Silumgar is not hexproof. And when he's turned face up, you destroy target creature with power 3 or less and opponent controls. Doesn't the new Silumgar only have like 3 power?
Yeah.
Yeah, both Silumgar. Well, the other one is hexproof.
Yeah.
So moving on, though. Anything?
Silumgar nope. Butcher. Ultimate price is back.
Silumgar Butcher seems good for limited.
Yeah.
5-mana 3/3, but when you would exploit, you could give a target creature -3/-3. That's sweet. We got a Cobra for 4. It's a 2/5 death touch. I actually like that, man.
And do you like it better than the fish, the blue one? It's like almost the same card, except this one has death touch.
This one has death touch, but
it's an uncommon.
This also, though, from all the creatures we've been seeing, this eats most everything we've talked about.
This is a very good blocker.
Nearly every creature we've gone over, I mean, none of them are getting through this unless they got flying. Nope. Like, you were not getting through this thing.
There's a lot of flying in this set, if you haven't noticed so far.
Well, I mean, you know what gets by this? Silumgar's Assassin.
Oh, shit.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Oh, actually, no. Never mind.
That's not how Silumgar's Assassin works.
But you mentioned it a second ago, Ultimate Price is back, and that's
hell fucking yeah.
Sweet.
Dirtle Turtle's back, too. He's a zombie now.
Oh, yeah, let's get to him. We got I'm going to sit drunk, so I can't fucking speak right.
I can't believe we're
reading I don't even know how to say this. Virulent Plague?
No, I'm honestly, I'm too drunk to say this word. I cannot pronounce this word.
Virulent Plague?
No, let people make fun of me. Let me try to pronounce it. Let's play pronounce that card with drunk Ryan. Virulent.
Virulent.
Fuck, man. I can't feel my face. Like, speech is hard right now. Fuck, dude. All right. Anyways, it's two and a black. Creature token. It's an enchantment. Creature tokens. Neg 2, neg 2. Nobody played illness in the ranked, but now's a different world. I mean, could this see some sideboard love?
If tokens become a thing.
I mean, they already are, but...
I mean, yeah, Jeskai tokens, this does kill.
You play fucking Bile Blight. What's up, dude?
Bile Blight! <Yeah. laughs>
Hey, you guys keep going. I have to go get another drink.
All right, so we're going into red now.
Wait, you didn't talk about the turtle. You didn't talk about the turtle.
Yeah,
fuck
what happened
that
to
that turtle, dude? Okay. This is taking so long. We're only in red. We still got green, multicolor, and lands and artifacts to go.
Yeah, this isn't fucking like, you know, limited resources where we go over every fucking card.
Right. Red, let's see. That card's kind of weak sauce. Oh, Berserker's Onslaught.
Yeah, what do you think about Berserker's Onslaught?
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure you play it in sealed. Like, all your attacking creatures have double strike. You're, like, shutting the door on, like, if you guys are at parity and, like, there's a ground stall, I mean, you're just going to start jamming once you fucking throw this card down.
I think in limited with this, if you're playing, which I think is going to happen, you're going to play your fucking dragon fucking, you know, your dragon's deck. I mean, it might be worth it.
Yeah. How about this Commune with Lava? This is, like, pretty cool. X and two red for an instant. Exile the top X cards of your library. Until the end of your next turn, you may play those cards.
I was going to say
that. Oh, I didn't read that last part.
Because you just spent your mana to exile them, and now you can't cast them. But the fact that you got until your next turn...
Yeah, so if there's a burn deck that wants this, it wants this.
way to say nothing by saying stuff. So the big question to me is, like, sequencing. Like, when are you supposed to cast this? Like, on your upkeep? Like,
Do you do this at the end of your turn? Do you
in Legacy Burn? Can I deal my opponent a lot more damage for this much mana already without spending it on this card?
Well, no, but I mean, yeah.
I don't know if you really consider this for Legacy.
No, you're not playing this a Legacy.
Okay, in Modern, are we playing it?
No.
I think you just play it like maybe Standard or Limited. But even then, you just play Outpost, Sage, or Shunner, right?
Okay, so do you see this as a one of, and I mean, there's
a
ton of burn.
Say we get a Jeskai control.
Yeah, there's a ton of burn in Standard right now. I mean, essentially, all these red-white decks that are splashing blue or just red-white are burn decks anyway.
I think that you would only play this in a deck that didn't have access to other forms of card draw, like mono-red or red-white. White doesn't draw too much cards, you know.
Am I crazy to think maybe even in a Jeskai control list is like a one-up?
Well, no, because you have blue, so you can play Dig, Treasure Cruise or something.
True. Okay.
But in a deck that like can't draw cards, like red-white, then maybe you could play this.
Okay. Well, you can draw cards now in red-white with, you know, Outpost Siege.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
okay. Well, let's... Do we want to move off of commune?
Let's get the fuck off this
Crater card. Elemental is a walking turd. Looks like a walking turd.
Dude, this sucks, too. It's a rare. Like, I can't believe this is a fucking...
Yeah.
But I'd be pretty upset. Yeah. I'd be pretty upset if this was a rare in my pack. And I like red, dude, but zero power for on a fucking red creature. Like, to be fair... Okay, well, I'll read the card. It's weird, dude. Two and a red for 06. You pay red, tap it, and sack it, and it deals 4 damage to target creature. Just target creature, not target player. So that's already one knock against it. It has the ability Formidable. You pay 2 and a red. Crater Elemental has base power 8 until end of turn. Activate this ability only if you have Formidable. So,
So you're paying 6, essentially, for 8-6.
Yeah, but even then, it's like an 8-6, and you can't do this multiple times. You can't make them like a 16-6.
Winmore, that formidable six. Ability seems like Winmore, anyways. If you already
yeah,
have
it,
no. I don't like.
And the fact that it has no power itself, I mean,
no,
this card
it sucks.
Yeah, let's look at the first mythic rare we got in red, Descent of the Dragon.
I actually like this card a lot.
Okay, so it's 4 red sorcery, destroy any number of target creatures. For each creature destroyed this way, its troller puts a 4/4 red dragon creature token with flying on the battlefield.
Isn't there like a blue card that does this to like all
in Return to Ravnica, yeah. there was the what was it, the dragon one?
Well, that, right, and right now we have Turn to Swine, which I don't think, or Curse of the Swine or whatever.
Yeah, Curse of the Swine,
but that's not permanent. No. We also have Polymorphous Jest.
Yeah, but that's to you're basically doing like this, I think. This, I don't know, if you're playing tokens and you just, I don't know. I don't think it's that good, but I want to make it good.
I mean, why? This
is a Timmy card. It's a cool card for sure.
It's a Timmy card. This is a Timmy card for sure.
Replace your board with dragons seems good.
Yeah.
But
you guys remember that one in Return of Ravnica, the blue-red one? It had...
Overload, yeah.
It had Overload, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds
my,
me of
my
that.
Chick has the playmat that's the art of that. I can't remember exactly what the card does, but the playmat looks fucking
cool. It changes your card into a 4/4 dragon.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah,
Playable or not? Are you like the Sin of the Dragons? We like the Sin of the Dragons or trashing it?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing
it. I don't think it's playable, but I want to play.
You want it to be. Draconic, yes. Roar, 3 damage to a target creature for 2. That's, I mean, whatever.
Bless you.
It can't target the player, but it could hit a dude. A dragon fodder we mentioned earlier, you know.
Actually, it can hit a dude if you have a dragon.
Control a dragon. So Dragon Tempest.
Yeah, this is another one of those cards that's just
We talked about this one already.
Yeah, not.
How about Dragon Whisperer? We haven't
this
talked
card
about
this.
This is another mystic. Mythic.
Now, this is not.
This
there's
card
no
is
question
good.
That this card is fucking badass. This
yep.
is not like a head scratcher. Like,
read it off,
nope.
Sid.
2 red mana. 2/2. Pay a red. It gains fucking flying until end of turn. Pay 1 and a red. It gets fucking +1/+0 until end of turn. And if you have formidable, you pay 4 and 2 red, and you put a motherfucking 4/4 dragon onto the battlefield. If you got formidable, you're just shitting out dragons for 6 mana. This guy's so fucking cool. He's awesome. I want to have his babies.
It has so fast art too.
That's
art
a fucking sweet card.
Man. The art is insane.
I like it. It's some love for mono red, and it's love for mono red devotion.
Yep.
This card is fucking sick.
I like it. Dragon Lord Servant. Dragon spells cost 1 less to cast. Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, you're going to play this in your, you know, dragon tribal and draft.
The art
Has
is
anybody
really
noticed
bad,
that
really
the
funny.
Goblins in Tarkir now look like Mogwai from the Gremlins movies?
Yeah, I forgot who said that, but...
Where is that? Yeah. I'm not seeing them, but... I think it's funny the tray of food that this guy's carrying, how cartoony it looks. Let's see, Hardened Berserker, no, Impact Tremors.
My favorite card, Impact Tremors of the set.
Really?
It really is. It is.
That's Ruben's shit, though.
Yep.
It's a cheap Purphoros that doesn't do
heavy. And guess what? I got me a playset in foil because I'm going to play this and Purphoros in a fucking token deck.
Dude, this is gonna be sick and two-headed giant.
That's too deep, man. This is good.
I don't give a fuck what you say about how deep it is. It could be so fucking deep, but I'm still gonna
see. You're using that word like now that I've told you what it means. You're using it like
no. Yeah, this is going way too deep. If you're playing this, you're going way too in on a deck. Like this is way too many exits. Like this is just this and Purphoros is just way too much. Like play one or the other.
Nope, I'm playing both of them.
That's just way too
show.
Much, man.
What about our shaman, though?
This next one, our shaman. Okay, bro. Can't be blocked except by 2 or more creatures. I think this is a good card.
And he's a megamorph, so.
He's a megamorph. And it only costs red to flip him up, dude. And then when he's turned face up, you get to exile the top card of your library. Because that's what red does.
It exiles.
Yeah.
Until in a turn,
well,
you can play it, though.
Yeah, don't draw cards. You exile that shit, and then you can play it. If you want.
Sweet. Kindled Fury seems like a decent combat trick.
Reprint.
Let's see. Anything else?
Wait, is that a reprint from M13 or from before?
It's from M13 and Zendikar.
And Zendikar, okay.
Aye.
Magnetic Chasm, that can be a blowout.
Sure.
What is this Quai Sisma Behemoth? It can't attack or block unless you pay 2 mana, but it's another 3 mana. It's a 3 mana 5/5.
Oh, damn, you down there already? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, you just get mad shit.
I was reading them all, and there's like, I've not seen anything. It's like,
I mean, there's a few notable red cards you pass up, but that's cool.
What did I miss? Because I was looking. Lightning Berserker, isn't that a reprint?
And the Forerunners. The Forerunners.
And the Stormsinger.
Yeah, like, those three cards are all pretty badass.
Okay, Colligan's Forerunner, that is cool. 2 and a red for a star 3 with trample, but its power is equal to the number of creatures you control. Yeah, that's so, like, I don't know.
Stormsinger is a 1-1 haste with Megamorph face turn faced up. He gives a creature haste. So he'd be a 2-2 haste, and that other dude gets haste. You got
more though for that. Otherwise, he's just a 1-mana 1-1, and you'll never play a 1-mana 1-1 in limited.
Yes, you will in Boss Lie. Yes, you will.
You won't play a 1-mana 1-1 in Boss Lie unless it's the fucking goblin that gets pumped every time another dude comes into play. Like,
yeah, but then that dude, isn't he going to rotate
you
soon?
You play this on turn 3, flip it up on turn 4, and you have a 2-2. Congratulations. Like...
Okay, and you hit him up with all those little pump spells.
No, dude, that is not a good... Stormsinger is not good. Are you guys really arguing for Stormsinger?
No, I don't like Stormsinger, no, but Storm I think Ruben does.
No, I don't like him, dude. Yeah.
Rending Volley. So, Ryan, here's another one of that hate cycle, the Rending Volley.
Okay.
1 red mana. It can't be countered, and it deals 4 damage to a white or blue creature. That's an instant.
And it's only 1 mana. The rest have been 2.
Yeah, fuck you, Heroic Strategies. I like that wants to bring in counters and out of
the world. Haven't even gotten to the green one yet.
Well, they can still counter with a God's Willing. They can still God's Willing their guy. Okay, but
they, you know, they like to bring in more counters out of the board, and this just fucks that. It's all right. You try. Go ahead and counter. Try to counter it, or you know, use your 2 cards. Okay, I can't counter it. Then
I see this being really good too. If Mono Blue is back.
Oh yeah.
This becomes really good in the sideboard. What is Roast, man? That art is brutal looking.
Roast, bro.
A dragon just fucking lit something on fire.
Oh, yep.
Dude, he burned that Naga up. That's a hate crime, dude.
Dude, for real.
Watsy should be way more sensitive.
That Naga is crispy, though.
So it deals 5 damage to target creature without flying. 2 mana. I don't even care if it's a sorcery seed. That's bomb removal.
Bye-bye, Siege Rhino. Bye-bye, Tasigur.
And in limited, that's bomb removal in limited.
Speaking of limited bomb removal, Sarkhan's Rage, 5 damage to target creature or player for 4 and a red in an instant. But if you control no dragons, it deals 2 damage to you. But still, I mean, you're going to have
that card.
I don't know. Dude, we just saw 2 mana.
5 damage. That can deal 5 damage
to target creature. Yeah, and this isn't conditional.
You could go to the face with it, dude.
And it can hit a creature with flying.
Yeah, instant speed lava axe, bro.
The art on this is maybe...
Yeah.
This is the shittiest art, dude. Are you kidding me?
With dragon hands?
Dragon gloves? Bro, I got dragon hands.
Are you serious, dude?
Dude, don't hate on Sarkhan's dragon hands,
dude, I've
got to
get a picture of this. Like, who made this fucking... Are you serious
Ryan,
with this shit?
Has a girl ever said, hey, you have dragon hands?
Like, boom. What the fuck? Dude, come on, man. What is that shit?
Oh, man, that's horrible.
That's terrible fucking art, dude. That's the worst art. That's like, did Foglio draw this? Is Foglio an artist again?
No, this was by Chris Ron. Whatever the fuck.
Now, Chris Ron has done some tacky shit, but he's usually better than this.
He does the card next to
it. Well, let's talk about Sarkhan's Triumph for your dragon you know.
Now that is some fucking
first
art,
of all,
dude. That is
this
some
is no longer
art.
Called Sarkhan's Triumph. This is called Draconic Tutor.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is going to be an EDH, like the EDH fucking foil of this is going to be like $10.
Is this standard for playable if we get a dragon deck?
Probably. It's an instant speed tutor for 3 mana.
Yeah, it's a tutor. I can see that.
There are a lot
of dragons that are playable in my
opinion. It just sucks that Dragonstorm isn't a dragon creature card.
Why is Ugin Planeswalker a dragon?
I don't know.
That's a flavor fail. Sure. He should have been a planeswalker and a dragon, if you really think about it.
Dragon planeswalker?
Yeah.
I think dude, seismic rupture though. This is some sweet shit. This is kind of reminds me of pyroclasm a little bit.
Okay, wait, we get 2-3 for 3 scream reach brawler. That's something Red doesn't get very much.
What are you talking about? There's like fucking 4 minotaurs that were 2-3 for 3s in the last block.
Yep.
In Red. There's Kragma Butcher.
Okay. Well, whatever, man.
It's just Minotaur.
Scream Reach Brawler still. You'll play that. Seismic Rupture. Yeah,
this
man.
Is what I want to
talk
about.
Look at that art, dude.
That's sick.
I'm a fan of that.
If now this Jeskai control deck you're talking about, this is going to be like that Jeskai control
card. So this like, hoses.
This is their tokens. Like. Yeah, this is like their Drown in Sorrow or something, you know?
Does this. Oh, man. This is really fucking good.
Yeah,
it is your Dragon Drown in Sorrow. You're right. Holy shit.
Or John, I think this replaces Drown in Sorrow and John Divin.
Yeah, because it's easier to cast. Exactly. Oh, shit.
And I really like this card. Seismic Rupture is good, man. This
Why the
really
fuck
good.
Didn't I see this card when I was ordering shit?
Did you not just pre-order all a playset of all the commons and uncommons, bro?
No, I didn't do that. I, eBay,
$36, bro.
Yeah, I no, because what I did was of the stuff that I wanted in commons and uncommons, I got them in foil.
Oh, okay.
But
fancy.
I'm a dick. I don't know why I didn't see this. I would have gotten this. The fucking art is insane, and this is super playable.
It's a really good card.
Yeah, this is a good card.
In the mirror matches and red-white aggro, this is going to be a thing. In control, I mean, like you said, Jeskai control, this definitely gets played. In Jund, it replaces Drown in Sorrow. It's a good card. I can definitely see this. And you may even play it in red-green out of your boards. I mean, most of your creatures are bigger than this anyways.
No, I mean, in red-green, it's going to kill your great shaman of the Great Hunt.
Yeah, it's going to kill
It's going to kill your Rabble Master and stuff like that.
True.
That deck wants to attack all the time.
That's fair.
Yeah, this is your sideboard tech against that deck.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I'm a fan.
It's a good damn, I didn't see Fuck. I'm upset with myself.
Sprinting Warbrute, 4 red for 5/4. It has to attack each turn. You'll play it, probably. You might be forced to play it. It's not the worst. It's got dash. Yeah, its dash cost is only 3 and a red.
He's okay, man. I mean, like, that's not that big of a drawback.
I like the dash.
For the dash creature. Yeah, the dash is good.
We get Storm Crag Elemental, 5 and a red, 6 mana for a 5/5 with Trample and Megamorph.
Does actually not that
it,
bad.
It does nothing when it flips up other than get the Megamorph 1/1 counter, but
this guy's huge.
You're going to play this.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Ryan. It's just like, he's huge, but he doesn't fly, and this is going to be all about just, like, badass flying creatures.
He needs flying. He's supposed to be an elemental, a storm crag. He's supposed to be up in the storm shit. That's a fucking fail, man. The storms of Tarkir awaken more than dragons. Well, this fucker ain't flying with the dragons. They're going right over that storm. They don't even care. Fuck, man. We got a dragon, Stormwing Dragon, 5 and a red for a 3/3.
Yeah, this is the 7 mana Megamorph cycle again. He's got first strike.
He's got flying and first strike, though. He does have first strike, but.
Yeah,
Summit Prowler's back, baby.
Yeah, I love the Yeti, dude. And he's looking even better than he was in Khazad-Dûm here. A little bit. It's kind of the same, too, though. That's what makes his cards awesome.
It's the same, but with some dragons behind him.
It's like a different background. Yeah, right?
That's fucking dope.
Dude, I love it.
Let's see. Ooh, okay, Tail Slash. That's a cool, like, fight ability for Red.
Yeah, this is kind of like, you remember the hammer from Born of the Gods? What was it called? Yeah.
Hammer of Prophoros.
This is even better than fighting because your creature doesn't take damage back.
Yeah, I mean, this is like
it sucker punches a guy.
Yeah, it's like Soulfire or whatever. I love effects like this.
So green has fight and red should get sucker punched. That should be a red ability.
Yeah. Like this is the card right here in red. Thunderbreak Regent. Yep.
So this I've heard a lot of played. Hype about this and I haven't read it yet. I haven't seen it. What's this fucking thing do?
It's 2 red, 2 colorless. For a dragon flying, whenever a dragon you control becomes the target of a spell or ability an opponent controls, Thunderbreak Regent deals 3 damage to that player, and it's a 4/4. So it's right on curve, you play it right before your Storm Breath, and guess what? they're going to take damage if they want to get rid of these guys.
Why is there so much hype about that?
Did you just not hear what I mean? Read?
Yeah, he's a 4-4 flyer for four,
which is very good.
That's efficient. And you know, he's going to get you value if they use.
Yeah, listen. If they want a hero's downfall.
But how many dragons are you running that ability becomes like?
Sweet. Well, it doesn't matter. Even for him,
it's like, just for him. Yeah.
Even for him, like you know, they want to get rid of him. He's still lightning still
punching
strikes
them in the mouth for three.
Yeah,
damage.
For him, it's you're fine. Still getting three damage. Okay.
All right.
Like he's Sarkon proof. If Sarkon comes down and like neg threes on this guy, then this guy just fucking hits Sarkon back for three, and like okay. You know, he's fine.
Tormenting
he fits
voice. In. Why isn't this card an instant? Tormenting voice.
Because it's like a reprint from Khans of Tarkir,
and the art is reversed from Khans of Tarkir.
This is a reprint. Okay, yeah.
So well, it was Ugin whispering up in Sarkon's ear, but now it's Nicol Bolas whispering up in Ugin.
Yeah.
Oh, Nicol Bolas, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch, Nicol Bolas. Okay. Twin Bolt.
Twin Bolt's sweet. I mean, it's not like super duper powerful, but it's like Electrolyze and I dig this dude.
Vandalize. It's... okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Destroy
Volcanic
land.
Rush, nope. Volcanic Vision, nope. Seven mana.
Sick
sorcerer.
Art, though.
Sick art, but.
Well, Warbringer is sick art, too.
Yeah. Warbringer is actually kind of a sweet card, though.
Yeah, it's cool.
So the Warbringer is one where for three and a red, you get a 3/3, but dash costs two less. So you can dash your guys for a lot cheaper.
If you have a guy on the battlefield.
Yeah, I think it's Heel Cutter is one red mana at that point to dash. That's like...
Not bad. And then the most exciting red card, I think, is Zergo Bellstriker to round it out. One mana, 2/2. Can't block creatures with power 2 or greater.
Because he's scared. Dash.
But he's a 1 mana 2/2, man.
Yeah.
I think that's red likes 1 mana 2 power guys. Can't go wrong. He's going to get in, you know.
I think this dash is probably the best part about it, though, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, he does have dash. Moving on to green. Let's see.
Halfway there.
Halfway. Are we really only halfway there?
Yo, this is horrible.
No, this is the shit, actually. They're like, people are going to love this, but yeah.
Are we only really halfway there?
Yep.
Bro, we still got green, multicolor, artifact, and lands to go.
Nah, artifact, we already did artifact. There was like one artifact.
And lands we don't need to fuck. What the fucking lands do we need to talk about?
There's like one land.
That land's badass, though.
Yeah, it is badass.
Well, let's pick up the pace like Sid's been saying. Anything?
How about this Inox Survivalist? This is my bro right here. 1 and a green, 2/1. But he megamorphs for 1 and a green, and when he's turned face up, he does naturalize. So this is like fucking Rexage, dude. Got sweet. I think he's better than Rexage, actually, because, you know,
fucking. Hell no. Hell no, he's not better than Rexage.
He's not better because you gotta.
This guy
gets blown up. Like, Rexage comes down, does what it's supposed to do, and if it dies, so what? And if it lives, it's all the better, but.
Okay.
Assault formation,
yeah, dude. Like, so many people love this.
What the fuck is assault formation, man? Matt mentioned this earlier, and I have not seen it.
So, for a green and a colorless, it's an enchantment. Each creature you control assigns combat damage equal to its toughness rather than its power.
This is the Dorne card.
Yes,
this is sick, man. Yeah.
So for one green, target creature with defender can attack this turn as though it didn't have a defender. For a green and two colorless, creatures you control get +0/+1 until the end of turn.
So this
it
whole
gives
time,
everybody
Sylvan
on your
Caryatid.
Team butt breathing.
Sylvan Caryatid is just sat
can
there.
Can finally
lonely.
Attack.
It's wanted to attack its whole life. It's been picked on. They've made fun of it. You'll never attack, Sylvan Caryatid. You'll never be like us, they said. Now, stays come.
Now, who's laughing?
Yep. Nyx Fleece Ram. Yeah.
Yep.
Ojukai,
turn one.
what did you call that card?
Are we gonna see an all wall deck in standard and just drop this down and attack for a billion?
I'll be playing that wall deck. listeners, let's do it. We're gonna make an all wall deck. Hit me up. What's the besides the art on this next card? Is it any good? A Tarka Beastbreaker.
I mean,
it's a 2/2 for two. No.
No.
Like,
we're not even playing those. Are you even playing 2/2s for two in this limited format?
probably. Yeah.
I mean, in draft, yeah. I mean,
I'll tell you what you're definitely playing is 3/2s for two that have reach and trample.
Yeah.
And when it enters the battlefield, you give a plus one counter to each creature you control with a plus one counter.
Yeah. Dude, that's just so value, man.
That could be pretty sweet in the right deck.
You know, this guy's like Strengroot Geist almost, man. I like this guy a lot, dude.
Circle of Elders, 2 and 2 green for 2/4 vigilance. If you got Formidable, though, you could tap him and add 3 colorless to your mana pool. Damn,
so you got 6 power burst for dudes.
At
that point, I don't think
this card is shitty.
Yeah,
I mean, you can spin it on whatever, so maybe you like, you know, you can fucking throw down a morph and then megamorph.
That's true. That's
I like this next one, Collected Company.
Yeah, Collected Company is a. I like it too.
So, you have the potential to hit 2 creatures for 4 mana. You look at the top 6 cards for 3 and a green, instant speed. That's key, I think, too, the instant speed. You look at the top 6 cards of your library, pull up to 2 creature cards with converted mana cost, 3 or less, from among them onto the battlefield. Put the rest on the bottom of your library in order. That's good. I like it. In the right deck. I'm not saying it's like standard playable or anything, but in the right limited deck, see that being pretty good. I mean, you could get, you know, instant speed, 2 blockers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. I mean, what are you wanting to really find with this, though? I guess, like, Reclamation Sage and You could get our homeboy that is down here a little ways, Deathmiss Raptor, 1 and 2 green for a 3/3 death touch.
What a fucking goofy-looking motherfucker.
He's a lizard beast. What do you want from him?
Seriously, like, why you gotta be fucking picking on a dude for looking
he's
goofy,
dope,
man?
I like him.
He's just doing the best he can up in the world.
I like him. So, Din Protector, why is this a rare for a 2 mana 2/1?
I don't know. It's just like that stupid ass green rare that had Heroic on it, Leona, whatever. Like, why are these cards rare? I don't understand.
I guess, well, when you turn it up, you can return target card from your graveyard to your hand. So that's kind of like, what's the card that kind of
Eternal
has
Witness?
Eternal Witness, yeah, it's kind of got the Witness effect, but you have to morph it to get it. But
it's got that Wandering Wolf ability too. I always thought that was a cool ability in green for evasion. Can't be blocked by creatures with power lower than it.
Yeah, but anything that can block it kills it. So because it's only got a.
All right, Display of Dominance.
Yeah.
So this is the best like color hoser, I think, because it just says destroy your planeswalker. Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you, Pat. Fuck you, Nicol Bolas. Fuck you, Soren.
Fuck you, Narset. Fuck you, the new Narset.
Yeah, fuck you, Narset. Fuck you, the new Sarkhan.
Fuck you, Garrick. Fuck you, Liliana. Definitely I'm going to fuck
you, Liliana. Choose 1, instant speed, 1 and a green, destroy target, blue or black, non-creature permanent, or permanents you control, can't be the targets of blue or black spells your opponents control this turn. So it's essentially Ranger's Guile. And kill a planeswalker. Yeah, I like it.
Better than Autumn's Veil? You know, obviously, are comparing this to that like cycle
Autumn's
of
Veil
cards.
Is the shit. Autumn's Veil is amazing. I used to run Autumn's Veil in my fucking Infect deck back in the day.
It'll see play, though. Display of Dominance.
Oh, definitely will.
It'll get played. Dragon Scarred Bear. John Celso, buddy, what the fuck happened to you, man?
Dude,
this dude survived an attack from a Tarka.
This gets the Chuck Norris Award. I'm pretty sure.
Chuck Norris Award goes to Dragon Scarred Bear. Dramoka's Gift, is this good? 5 mana to bolster 4.
Nope.
No. Moving on. Epic Confrontation. He's punching a dragon. That's cool. Explosive Vegetation. Good. Now, this is good, and I can see this seeing standard love. It's 3 and a green.
I actually can see this in standard.
Yeah. 3 and a green.
Wasn't this in standard back when it was in Odyssey?
Was it? I had to play back.
Sure it was.
You basically search your library for up to 2. Oh, has this been printed before?
Fuck yeah, it's
then
from Odyssey.
Moving on, okay. Foe Razor Regent, 7 mana for a 4/5.
Limited bomb. Flying.
So it's pretty good and limited. And when it enters the battlefield, you may have it fight target creature you don't control. That's
good. Oh my god, I love this card.
Glade Watcher.
It's an absolute bomb.
I'm talking about Glade Watcher. This
I'm talking about Regent.
This elemental for 1 and a green for a 3/3. I don't even give a shit. It's Defender. That's dope.
No, he's dope.
Yeah, but for one green, you can have him attack as though it didn't have defender. So it
this
is
guy's like that dude yeah, from fucking Theros, the 3/3 for two that could attack. That
I guy like was Blade Watcher.
Dude, sick.
Let's see, Herd Chaser Dragon. No, that's that one cycle. It's a one.
Yeah.
God, the horns on that are brutal looking.
Okay, Obscuring Aether. This is cool. One green mana for an enchantment. Face down creature spells you cast cost one colorless less, so it only costs two colorless now. And you pay one and a green to turn this face down. It becomes a 2/2.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, that's a cool like card.
Yeah, it's a yeah. cool card. Hell yeah.
So it could be down when you need it to.
Yeah. It could be it could be like a fucking, you know, Rakdos Cack, I guess. It costs a little more mana, but, you know, it's a two powers creature swinging on turn two. It's aggressive. And then it just sucks. Like,
or how against control later on, they wipe all they wipe your board and turn this dude into a 2/2, and it's been on the board, so now it can attack, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to get it like, you know, turn face up because there's no way to actually do that. But Skybind, bro, you can do it with Skybind.
Press the advantage seems all right.
Yeah, I like
two
it.
Two target creatures get +2/+2. Nice combat trick. Revealing Wind is a fog. Salt Road Ambushers, though. Whenever another permanent you control is turned face up, if it's a creature, put 2/1/1 counters on it. This is 3 and a green for a 3/3. Oh, man. Yeah, with as much love as Mastery the Unseen's been getting, could you imagine putting 2/2/1/1 counters on all the guys you flip up with that?
I mean, I could, but it doesn't seem that great.
It doesn't seem that good, no, but
it's not going to see play. It's win more, I know, but
in limited, in, you know, in draft, you're probably picking this.
Well, holy shit! If you have Mastery of the Sea, Mastery of the Unseen with this in limited, like you win.
Imagine. Yeah,
that's it.
Like, in limited,
the release is over, guys. I opened this in my sealed pool. This is a real thing. Like,
I like this uncommon too. A little ways down, Scale Guard Sentinels, the 2/3 for green.
Yeah,
green.
This is the game. I was going to point that one out, but good eye on that.
Yeah, when it. So if you reveal a dragon card, it comes into the battlefield with a 1/1 counter on it, so you get a 3/4 for 2.
That's like a Tarmogoyf or something, man.
But 2/3 for 2 is, I think, already still really okay. good.
So yeah, it's already good, yeah. And limited, this is a high pick, I think, in my opinion, with all the dragons there are.
Yeah, Segmented Crowtick, 5 and a green for 6/5. You'll probably play that.
It's big. It doesn't have flying, though.
Big and fat.
It's all about flying in this set, dude.
Seems like it.
Servant of the Scale is okay.
Excellent input. What's Shaman of the Forgotten Ways, Mythic?
We've talked about this guy already. Okay, this guy does Biorhythm if you have Formidable for 11 mana.
Okay, so Shape of the Sands with that fucking card that lets your defenders attack gives, you know, for one green instant, target creature gets +0/+5 and gains reach.
There. Damn.
I like Sheltered Eyrie, the card next to it.
Yeah.
For limited.
This is pretty sweet, actually. I like this even better than Verdant Haven, actually. Like so this limited. This is good, yeah.
Let's see. Sight of the Scale Lords.
This is sick, I think.
Huh, so it's an enchantment. At the beginning of combat on your turn, creatures you control with toughness 4 or greater get +2/+2 and gain vigilance. Well, that is a fucking mirror breaker. That's really good. It's really, really good.
It's cool. How about
this
new
next
Ciroc?
Card? Why is Elmer so mad? And what are these elk doing?
You mad, bro? I mean, we've already talked about this guy. Remember this swim Mark was on? Yeah.
Okay.
We already did like kind of a half-assed spoiler show before.
So Ciroc's back at 2/2 green. He's a legendary creature, human warrior. He's no longer the con he once was, but he's got Formidable. And at the beginning of combat on your turn, if creatures you control have total power 8 or greater, target creature you control gains haste until end of turn. That is not that exciting. But he is a 5/4/4, which is
If he's a 5/4/4 and you have, I don't know, like three like mana dorks on board when you like drop him, you can give him haste.
Yeah.
You can give Goblin Rabble Master haste, or you can give him haste, or you could give a Rabble Master you play after him haste.
I say limited. He's an all-star. We can. We'll see later. You know, if there's something to do with him. Yeah, like I don't think so either. But you know, I'm trying.
When Pelucranos and Stoke the Flames rotate out, we might see this guy in standard. Yeah.
This next one I like is a combat trick: tread upon +2/+2, and trample for 2 mana. Instant seems good.
I'd rather have giant growth.
Yeah, that's well. Yeah. We're on to the gold.
Yeah.
The power, baby. This is the good stuff.
There's a lot of fucking dragons incoming. Like, yeah. Most of these gold cards are dragons.
Well, I think most of them are you know, limited bombs.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, let's see. We got Arishin Sovereign. He's a 6/6 for 5 and Selesnya. When he dies, you may put it on the top or bottom of its owner's library. That's pretty
this
good.
Is going to be really annoying.
It's really good, but damn, 7 mana. It's good in limited, that's for damn sure, because even in limited, if you kill it, you're seeing it the next turn.
7 mana, 6/6 flyer is fine in this set, I'm thinking.
Atarka's Command.
This card is insane. Commands.
Have we
this
talked card about
is in fucking sane.
We talked
this
about
is a good command, dude.
I love this card.
Did
I mean,
we talk about the commands, though? Because if we did, there's no need to.
No, did we?
We actually haven't, no.
No.
Okay, Atarka's Command.
This is my favorite command.
Oh, well, read it off.
For a green and a red gruel, you get an instant. Choose two. Your opponents can't gain life this turn. Atarka's Command deals 3 damage to each opponent. You may put a land card from your hand onto the battlefield. Creatures you control get +1/+1 and reach until end of turn. So
yeah.
it's not to me, it's not the best command.
I don't think that good.
It's I think it's the most aggressive command.
It is the most aggressive. It's my favorite because it's like, it's kind of a Farseek and a Lightning Bolt at the same time. And that's the way mostly I would probably
play
it.
Yeah, if you don't do anything turn 2, you have a 3rd land in hand.
Yeah.
You play this and bolt them. I don't know.
Bolt a player to the face and drop a land.
Yeah. I don't know.
And also, you can also, wait, hold on. You can also do the whole, oh man, what was the card in RTR that Skullcrack? You can also Skullcrack someone.
Yeah, I mean,
kinda.
I don't know.
It doesn't cause damage to Skullcrack. Stopped damage from being prevented too. That was like a huge tech part of it.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, someone plays their fucking Siege Rhino and you Skullcrack them.
But they're not gaining life. That is relevant. Let's see. Boltwing Marauder. A lot of people have been on this. 3 black red for flying for a 5/4. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, target creature gets +2/+2 until end of turn.
Basically, yeah, this card.
Boltwing Marauder gets +2/+0 and swings.
No, this card, listen, if anybody wants to play this in Constructed, you just play Kalagon, the original Kalagon. I mean, this card just seems like a lot of work.
I don't know. We'll see. A lot of people are on it. Seems like it could be good, but yeah, I agree with you.
That's sweet.
Cunning Breeze Dancer, 6/4, and Azorius for 4/4. It's another dragon flying. Whenever you cast a non-creature spell, it gets +2/+2. So it's
he has
like
double prowess.
Yeah, that's all right.
Mega prowess.
Dragonlord Atarka. This is 5 and Gruul. This is the Elder Dragon, the Tarka legendary creature flying,
so,
trample 8/8. So for 7 mana, you get an 8/8. When he enters the battlefield, it deals 5 damage, divided as you choose among any number of target creatures and or planeswalkers your opponent controls. So he's got
this
some removal.
This card is insane.
This card is insane.
He's nuts. Let's move
this
on.
This card is crazy.
Dromoka, 4 Selesnya for the 5/7 legendary creature Elder Dragon. He can't be countered. He's got flying and lifelink, and your opponents can't cast spells during your turn. My turn is my turn. Thank you. He's
also
pretty damn
insane.
Good. Kolaghan. This is 4 and Rakdos. Flying haste for 6/5. Yeah, I already like him better than Boltwing.
You know
he costs 1 more mana. 6/5 haster. That extra toughness as well. Other creatures you control have haste.
Sick.
That's better. I know that whenever a creature comes in, Boltwing gets +2/+0, but this gives every creature you play haste, which is, you know, like pumping another dude, kind of, sort of, I guess. I mean, you're swinging for extra damage, essentially. So, seems good. Dragonlord Kolaghan also has this sweet ability.
Crazy ability.
Whenever an opponent casts a creature or planeswalker spell with the same name as a card in his or her graveyard, that player loses in life.
What? Hello, Grixis.
Yeah, Control. That's fucking bull. Hello, Grixis bro.
Control.
You're just locking them the fuck out, dude. Like,
that's insane.
I can see a situation where this guy's out and they've got a Rabble Master in their graveyard and they just draw Rabble Masters and can't even play him.
Yep. Or, I mean, they want to kill this guy, but it's going to cost them 10 life to hit it with a Hero's Downfall. Because you already got one in your yard. Oh, well, I guess cast creature orb. Ah, oh, damn it. Why can't it be all spells?
Man, you're asking for it. This card gives you a lot. You're asking for more.
Now, this like, next one I like a lot, though. Dragonlord Ojutai. This is my favorite, I think, of the Elder Dragons. 3 and Azorius. Legendary Elder Dragon. Flying. It has hexproof as long as it's untapped. So he's protected the turn you play him. And if he deals combat damage to a player, you're getting some sweet library manipulation. You get to look at the top 3 cards, put one in your hand, and the rest on the bottom of your library. You anticipate every time he deals damage. Seems
and listen,
good.
He protects himself the turn he comes down, and then after that, you just protect him.
Yep. I'm a big fan of him. I like Ojutai. I think he's...
I like that he only costs 5. So. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Silumgar, I know we've already talked about him.
Yeah. Dude, but I guess like that must be a standard thing for Dragonlord Ojutai, because like all these other fucking Dragonlords are like huge compared to him.
Yeah, but he's like old and... Well, we already talked about him.
He's wise. He's swift. He doesn't need as much power when he could fly around the other dragons, hit their pressure points, and judo them and shit, you know?
For sure.
Dromoka's Command.
It's cool.
This is Dromoka's Command. Celestia. choose to prevent all damage, target instant or sorcery spell would deal this turn. Target player sacrifices an enchantment. Or put a 1/1 counter on target creature, or target creature you control fights target creature you don't control.
It's the worst.
So it could command. Be Hunt the Weak for 2 mana. That's pretty sweet.
And yeah, it's like the worst command.
One. Yeah, move on. Yeah. Enduring Scale Lord, another dragon, 4 and a Selesnya for a 4/4 flyer, perfectly fine and limited. Whenever one or more 1/1 counters are placed on another creature, though, you may put a 1/1 counter on Enduring Scale Lord. That's pretty good.
So it's like Daryl that had noted that 2 of these, like, fucking infinite loop always.
That's really funny.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If you start the +1/+1 counters. Yeah, it was Daryl on the pinups page that was talking about it, dude. I was just like, holy
good
shit.
Good thing it's a you may ability. Yeah. You may put a 1/1 counter on.
Yeah, otherwise, so you say 1 million counters on this dude, and then that's it. I stop.
It's attack for the kill, yeah. Yep. So, Harbinger of the Hunt is another dragon. This
guy is fucking sweet.
Yeah, flying 5/3, 2 in a red. He'll deal 1 damage to each creature without flying. That is good. 2 in a green. He'll deal 1 damage to each creature with flying.
Yeah. So, if your opponent plays a Harbinger of the Hunt and sealed, and you can't deal with him by the time that your opponent untaps, you could just scoop. It's over. You're done.
Especially they start hitting 6 mana or more, and they can, you know, start hitting your guys for 2 damage. That's just craziness.
No, you're fucked. So this is my favorite command coming up, Kolaghan's Command. A lot of people don't like this, but I think it's just like a good value command because so many modes of it are just always going to be 2-for-1s. Who the fuck is filing their nails? Quit filing your nails, Ryan, you metro motherfucker.
It's not me, dude.
It's not me.
It's Ruben's beard.
Okay. It's 1 black and a red for an instant. Choose 2. So return target creature card from your graveyard to your hand. Target player discards a card. Destroy target artifact, or it deals 2 damage to target creature or player. This summer, when Magical Oranges comes out and the new Liliana comes out, I'm probably going to pick up a black-red discard, and I will be playing some amount of Kolaghan's Commands in it. Sweet. Yeah, so Narset, Narset's sweet. It's the next card.
Narset is sweet.
Planeswalker starts at 6 loyalty for 2 of white and a blue.
Huge.
Yeah, it's a lot of loyalty, man. +1, you look at the top card of your library. If it's a non-creature, non-land card, you may reveal it and put it in your hand. I've heard a lot of people compare this to, like, Domri Raid. But I think it gets more cards than Domri Raid does on average, probably. -2... When you cast your next instant or sorcery spell this turn, it gains rebound. That's insane. Like, it sucks that you would have to play... Like, you might not want to be able to... You might not want to play, like, an instant at, like, sorcery speed, but the fact that it has rebound... There's so many fucking instants that if you rebound them, you're just going to win. So hardcore. Dig Through Time comes to mind.
Yeah, Dig Through Time is really, really good with this. I was just reevaluating the plus one, and I don't think it's the fact that if you hit a land, you don't get to clear it off the top and take it in the hand. Ugh.
It's Domri Raid.
Domri didn't do that either, and Domri was a four of in some decks.
We found out that that's fine. Yeah. All right. And then -9, you get an emblem with your opponents can't cast non-creature spells. That's, I mean, I guess it locks some opponents out of the game. Some
well, in the mirror,
are just
in the
gonna
mirror.
Shrug and be like, okay.
in a control mirror, this absolutely just stops them from the game. Like, they should just scoop.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Seems good. Necromancer Dragon 3. In blue black, flying 4/4. When it deals combat damage to a player, you could pay 2. If you do, put a 2/2 black zombie creature token on the battlefield, and each opponent puts the top 2 cards of his or her library into his graveyard. I fucking love the card.
Limited, absolute bomb.
Yeah, you'll never lose.
So fucking good. Next, Ojutai's Command. This is probably the most
hyped
command.
This card is good.
2 in Azorius. Choose 2. Return target creature card with converted mana cost 2 or less from your graveyard to the battlefield. That's so irrelevant in so many decks that are going to run this. Or you can gain 4 life, or you can counter target creature spell, or you can draw a card.
I think you're missing something on that first mode, bro. You ever heard of Soulfire Grandmaster?
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man. Yep.
It's control playing Soulfire Grandmaster.
Just the fact that you can like be able to cycle this.
No, but are you playing Soulfire Grandmaster in Jeskai Ascendancy?
Yep.
If you are, then this card is that mode is relevant.
Soulfire Grandmaster seeing more play in red white than he is Jeskai.
No.
It's a really good card.
All I'm saying is if you're playing it in Jeskai Ascendancy, it's relevant.
Sure. I don't know. I think that's the least exciting one.
Definitely. It's the one that's going to be played the least.
Kind of a miss.
I see draw a card and gain 4 life the most, or, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Counter target creature spells pretty good, too, I think. Pristine Skywise, 4 in Azorius, flying 6/4. That's big. Whenever you cast a non-creature spell, untap it. It gains protection from the color of your choice until end of turn. That's really good.
Pretty cool. Kind of reminds me of Pristine Angel.
Yeah.
That was a cool card.
Ruthless Deathfang, 4 and... What's blue-black? Mirror? 4 and Dimir.
Yeah, Dimir.
It's Silumgar now, so...
Yeah, whenever you sack a creature, target opponent sacrifices a creature. I could... Yeah, no, that's going to
exploit,
deep.
Dude. I mean, there's a whole mechanic based around
sacrifice. Yeah, I could see it being unlimited, not standard, though. Our next planeswalker...
Sarkhan.
He's 2 in Temur, 4 loyalty. I already like his plus 1 better than Narset's. Just straight up draw a card. Plus 1, draw 1 mana of any color to your mana pool. So you draw a card and fucking ramp. That's sickness. His -2, put a 4/4 red dragon creature token with flying onto the battlefield. How's that better than Narset? He's protecting himself right out the gate. This guy protects himself. His -8, search your library for any number of dragon creature cards and put them
including
on the battlefield.
Including Mistform Ultimus.
put them onto the battlefield and shuffle your library. That's sick, man.
I like this card.
I think this card's better than Narset. I know it costs a mana more, but just that first ability, just plus 1 draw a card. And the fact it protects itself. Really, really good. So I'm a fan. Savage Ventmaw, another dragon, 4 in Gruul for 4/4 flyer. I don't know. Whenever it attacks, you got a ton of mana, blah, blah, blah. Silumgar's Command.
This card I've debated a whole shit ton of with people. I mean,
not a huge fan. 3 in Dimir gets you choose 2, counter target non-creature spell, return target permanent to its owner's hand, target creature gets -3/-3 until end of turn, or destroy target planeswalker. So this is, I think I heard Patrick Chapin say the best case scenario would be Heroes Downfall negate in one turn.
Yeah, negate.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think the jury is out on that. I think I might agree with Chapin and Flores and say this could be a one of, because, you know, Downfall negate is huge.
This is also the one that requires everything having a target.
Yeah.
A target for all the choices, not a fair. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. Jury's out on that one. Our last of the gold cards is Swift Warkite, 4 winged dragon. He is 4 in Rakdos for a 4/4. He's got flying. When he enters the battlefield, you put a creature card with converted mana cost 3 or less from your hand or graveyard onto the battlefield, that creature gains haste. Return it to your hand at the beginning of the next step.
It's fucking awesome. This is a great card.
I like Swift Warkite.
And it's a uncommon, so yeah.
Yes. Moving on to artifacts. I looked through the artifacts. I didn't see a single one. I'm super like, oh, we got to talk about this.
And Witness of the Ages is back, but he's Custodian of the Trove now, and he's not looking so hot.
Custodian of the Trove. Oh, 2/5 for 3 Defender, yeah.
Yeah, remember the Golem? Tapped. That was a morph from Khonzatark here.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the same dude.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. Keeper of the Trove. No, Custodian of the Trove. And then we have a Keeper of the Lens. And yeah.
No, I mean, listen, the only things that are not really exciting, but to ramp you, you have these monuments that are basically the key runes. They've done this
so many times. Yeah, they're key runes. It's so lazy.
That's it.
Quit redoing the same shit.
Violet Dragonfire, we finally know what that does.
Well, hey, Spider Silk Net is 0 mana. Equipped creature gets +0/+2 and has reach.
Okay, next.
Yeah, it doesn't boost power. It's so garbage.
I know.
So anyway, Haven of the Spirit Dragon.
Hang on, what is a Vial of Dragonfire?
It's shitty. Like it was hyped it's up. It's not for no
that
reason.
Bad, man. I mean, it's removal. That's that colorless.
It costs 4 mana to do 2 damage to something. It's garbage. Yeah.
I mean, fuck it, dude. It's not complete garbage. I mean, like if you can tutor it up with that blue guy and fucking blow things up with it.
When we're coming up with situations where Vial of Dragonfire is playable, we've gone too deep.
I mean, I'm probably going to play some Vials of Dragonfire and
win more still, limited games than Ryan and me put together.
So, Evolving Wilds.
Love the art. The art is
sick on that. Sid, you weren't lying, man.
Dude, I wasn't. This is even better than the Dark Ascension art.
That's really sick. Shout out Hakan for pointing out that Abzan are the worst architects in the history of the multiverse with this upside down pyramid shit.
I think that was actually my boy John Holland that was saying the Dromoka were shitty architects. If I'm not mistaken.
John, yeah. Hagan, correct us, whoever. Haven of the Spirit Dragon, yeah. I don't see it getting played. Blue Black wants what? Radiant Fountain.
What?
Yeah, I don't see this getting played. Add one mana of
any color to your mana pool. Spend this mana to cast a dragon. So you can.
But it can't cast an Ugin Planeswalker card, which is fucking bullshit.
And Ugin is in the card too, right?
But I mean, Ugin is on fair, the art. To be fair, it does tap for colorless.
Which I don't think you want in a control deck. You don't want lands that tap for colorless, especially in the current blue-black, because... You're already playing Radiant Fountain.
Yeah, but sacrifice it and you can get your Ugin back. How about that?
Well, why is Ugin in your graveyard? Outside of Sultai Control, when is Ugin in your graveyard?
I think if you play this, you don't play the Radiant Fountain because you're probably not playing Pearl Lake Ancient. You're playing Dragons. You know what I mean?
I think if you're playing Ugin, you might want one of these. Just
the only reason you play Radiant Fountain is because you're playing Pearl Lake Ancient and you can gain a bunch of life.
Do we need another card to make sure our Ugin, which is already really awesome, just...
Well, listen, yes. You drop
all Ugin, 4 Ugin accessories because Ugin's the shit.
Yeah, listen, if people are playing Ugin in green ramp and it gets Hero's Downfall, it's not like that they're countering your Hero's Downfall. Now it's dead. Well, guess what? I played a one of this fucking card and I get my Ugin
green
back.
Ramp is playing Nykthos and really wants to be able to cast spells early. I just don't know about Haven of the Spirit Dragon seeing play right now, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, it's sweet and the art is ridiculous. Is that fucking Sarkhan or Sorin there?
That's Sorin, both. Dude.
Both.
Where's Sarkhan? I don't see Sarkhan. I see Sorin.
Oh, no, that's not Sarkhan. I'm sorry. I thought...
That's Sorin, bro.
That's Sorin and Ugin. Totally dope.
Sorin's like, Ugin, what's up, how you doing? It's just like, you're alive. That's so
holy
fucking
shit.
Oh, man. Well, fucking A,
It's okay if Sorin says it.
That was our epic spoiler special.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking close it out. I'm like, wait, I can't even talk. I don't know what's going on. They're making fun of me now.
All right, you can reach me on Twitter @TheSidMeister, Cast from Exile Facebook group. If you disagree with any of our card evaluations, SidsHateMail@gmail.com. We did get some hate mail. That was pretty awesome, but we're not going to go into it because this is like, we've been on this fucking Skype call for 4 hours. This is a hostage situation at this point.
Like, we'll read the hate mail next week because we do have some.
Yeah, it was good hate mail too, but it's just not fucking getting read tonight.
We'll save it. We have a special episode next week too. We got to
check out. Yes, we do. Awesome. Yeah, check out my new podcast on MTG Bro Deals. It's called Soul Bond. It's me and Bella Muse. That's my chick. She was on an earlier episode of Cast from Exile, as well as Renee and her husband Trevor.
Yay.
We discuss relationships and MTG and how the shits you guys coincide. Talk about fucking. We will in a certain episode, I'm sure. Right now, the first episode's up about deals, but as of the time we're recording this podcast, apparently it's like close to silent. I went to go listen to it today, and I fucked it up when I was editing it, and I've got to like go back and amplify that shit. So hopefully,
which I was really pissed because I've been waiting for this fucking podcast for like a month now.
Yeah. We're stoked about it, though, so go check that out. And it should be on MTG Cast by the time that it's not, like, completely silent.
Check it out.
And, yeah, that's it for me. Ruben, how are we getting a hold of you, bud?
On Twitter, Are You Unleashed? On the Facebook page, on Instagram, Thirst Trapping.
Are you, you know, Are You 215?
Huh?
I said, are you drunk or me, man?
I don't even know.
You're like forgetting your fucking.
this call has drained me. And I'm
dude,
at work.
Ruben, fuck off. You didn't even come on to this call until like fucking an hour into it. You missed like a whole hour and a half of Matt being just a total dick.
This is true. No, but seriously, I was on some serious shit today. After taking care of the baby, I went to go help test out a deck at an event. And it's played a control deck that just destroyed me, gave me a headache. So, and I'm at work. Cool. Working while I'm working.
Cool
I'm
stuff, Ruben. How do we get a hold of you, man? What the fuck are you doing, man?
I don't know. Anyway, next. This is the worst episode ever.
This is the best episode by far, dude. By far.
I don't even know if the room's spinning, man. It's got to that point. Like I got.
Have
it.
You
I got
shit and right, thrown up yet?
Hit up Matt.
Yeah.
At
Oops, yeah, Oops it trolled or Oops.
Go read fucking Mark Nestico's article. Give money to Angelo so he can fucking build a studio for me to record my rap album. Then give us money to fucking fund our dick plane. Go listen to everybody's podcast. Read all the articles. Watch all the videos and TV shows. Cards to Tap. Ass to Slap. We love you guys. Bye.
Oh, no.
Can get Ryan, Brother Yan.
Hey, hit me up
Asian
at Brother Yan.
Has Brother Ryan.
Hit me up, Brother Yan, and the Facebook group, of course, of course. Until next week, cards to tap, ass to slap. Peace.
you guys are assholes.
Dude, I'm not even fucking editing this marathon, bro. I think it's best left like I let myself be made a mess. Dude, just show it to the people.